Dig this.
Yeah.
I got a question for y'all people. What happens when you put together one of rock's most explosive bands with a groundbreaking jazz legend? We all gonna find out right about now. Here's something cool you only see here. Playing the what they nominated song times like three, what? Or three times Grammy nominated Foo Fighters with 11 times Grammy winning six career.
He does two what?
Yeah.
What? What? Oh, I love Snoop.
Well, Ben, I feel your pain because you got ripped.
He did get ripped off. Thanks for calling Bob Hayes a living legend this week.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you soon find out it was never a deal at all. I'm Len Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
Zip along the track in cars shaped like SeaWorld's famous killer whale.
Now you can use it to improve your swing. Find out more at modelgolf.com or call 972-323-0077. Coffee Golf, Frankfurt and Dickerson Parkway in Geraldton, and coming soon to Hank Haney City Point at Stemmons and 635. This is The Ticket. Ticket, ticket.
The Rangers could have rolled over and died after R.A. Dickey gave up four runs in the first, but not this young Ranger team. Another valiant effort led by this Rod Barajas blast in the eighth inning.
And Barajas hits this one deep to left, back, and it is gone! Oh, Mama Barajas with the shot, a three-run homer!
Thanks to the Rangers television network, Michael Young says he's not worried about the slump as of recent times offensively. Rangers will play again today in Toronto. The Los Angeles Lakers can wrap up the West with a win tonight in Minnesota. The winner of this series will play the winner of Detroit and Indiana, which is now, by the way, tied at two apiece. Then after the Pacers steal one at the Palace last night, 83-68 Ron Artest, 20 for Indiana. And at the St. Jude Classic, David Toms looking to repeat his round of 63 yesterday. He's looking to do that again today. Toms looking to repeat, and he says, championship or not, he credits Bob Estes for a great round yesterday and a little motivation. We'll hear from him coming up later. Our next ticker coming up at 10:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. Tommy Daniels reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box, Saturday, 8 to 10, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We couldn't wait for success, so we went on without it.
9:51 on The Ticket, T-Box winding down at Toyota of Dallas. Be sure to come by today and Monday. They're open Memorial Day. For the big weekend sale, zero down, 0% financing APR on the Tundras and the Sequoias.
What a great weekend to buy a car anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Great weekend. Then you go buy it, and then you go drive it. Life is good. Go down to the cliffs, white glove, you know, hey. Get all our sponsors happy.
Get all right, go to DeFreitas.
A lot of people to thank. Want to thank Chris out here for engineering and Brandon for doing some very nice promotions and our lovely ticket chicks, Sarada and Gina. Back at the station, Drew.
Sarada's almost becoming the official ticket chick for the T-Box.
Yeah, we'll take anybody. So she's definitely a good. MR for answering the phones and lovely Tommy Daniels doing ticket tickers.
No, I'm not Layla, Rick.
Oh, well.
All right.
I can dream, I guess. Next week we will be at Cowboys Golf Course, one of the preeminent public golf courses in the Metroplex.
Anywhere. Public golf course anywhere.
Yeah. So we'll be out there next week to come by and see us. And I believe is Ben and Skin up and ready.
Oh?
Hey, dudes.
Gentlemen.
How are you?
How is Ben and how is Skin?
I'm swell.
Ben?
I'm swollen.
Oh, gross.
Oh, I mean, I'm swell, too.
Hey, I've got a question. I've heard a couple of returns. Did Groups play that same Red Hot Chili Peppers for every time you guys returned from a commercial break?
Yeah, what's up with that, Groups?
The theme.
What?
Huh?
The theme?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now, Cat just slammed his newspaper down on his breakfast table. Just, damn it, I told Groups never to get on the air.
I'll probably be gone by next week.
That's okay, Groups. It's my fault. I called you out.
So where are you boys today?
Well, isn't this a little interesting dynamic between Battle of the locations? Well, because we're at a car dealership as well, sir.
Really? Do tell.
We're at Courtesy Nissan in Richardson.
Very nice. We were out there, about a month ago?
Yeah.
Great place.
These are the real deal people out here. These guys will cut you a great deal if you want a Nissan.
And who doesn't want a Nissan, Ben?
That's a good point. So what do you guys got on the show today? Basketball?
Yeah. We're just going to take blow-by-blow through the NBA playoffs.
Each segment will be a different quarter, and then we'll do the post-game conference for the fifth segment. So look forward to very in-depth analysis of the Pacers-Pistons game.
I'm going to be honest with you. We're not prepared to do this show. I'm just going to be honest with you. We are not prepared. We just showed up, and we're going to try to come up with a game plan while the intro is playing.
So now Ben is kind of diverting from being the quasi-basketball expert, so now you're all baseball all the time.
I never cared for basketball.
Till math season starts, or you just fight through that every home game,
listen,
huh?
Listen, all we can do is fake interest in other sports until
so,
Cowboys.
Wait a minute, so he's doing the he was doing the post game shows for Mavericks, now he's doing the post game shows for
now
Rangers.
He's doing Diamond Talk.
Do you have a home?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you ever see it?
Not very often.
Wait, don't spoil the tease. He's got a mobile home full of Yellow Jackets. We'll get to that later in the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I love the sport.
Which one?
All of them. But you know what? I mean, how do you... This is my, you know, little 15 minutes. How do I pass up doing Diamond Talk? It's a beautiful thing, being at the ballpark.
Yeah.
Fine with it. But really, we all fake interest in other sports until it's Cowboy season.
Not me.
So you guys going to do a Cowboy post-game, too? Turn in experts on that?
Yeah, but we're going to do that on TV. We don't want to get into it right now.
Listen, the only reason that, you know, I think that we're able to do things on the ticket is because of the idea that there are no experts here. It's just sports fans with a transmitter.
Good point. That's
good point.
Slogan. Copyright it.
Sports fans with a transmitter.
Trademark.
Hey, I enjoyed the Byron Nelson postgame show you guys did.
But, really?
All right.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Hey, Craig?
Yeah.
How have our mixes been going? It's been a while, but last time we talked, you were kind of under instruction not to mess with us. I think we've made a concerted effort to be more civilized, and, for lack of a better word.
I'm talking.
I like it.
Can you prove that?
No. Actually, I left, and this is Brandon in for me.
Proven? Vernon?
Do what?
Hey, so Craig, you're so far you've had nothing but glowing reports back from your wife with regard to mixing with us?
I don't think she listens anymore.
Well, fantastic. Then we can go ahead and step it back up to our normal Jedi level.
Yeah, fire away, boys.
Whatever you want.
Fire away.
Have you heard back from your friend who lost his watch on a trip?
No, I have not.
Yeah.
Is that within limits again or no?
That's old story, though.
Yeah, it's old news.
Oh, come on, something new.
You guys, one of the greatest stories of all time.
You guys might want to check page 2B in the Metro section. James have resurfaced on that story. There's a new angle that's opened up.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. We'll get into that at 11:10.
Lovely.
Well, you guys really do have nothing today, don't you?
I thought about you in Vegas because I refused to go to sleep while the prostitutes were still in my room. I kicked them out just so I could save my watch.
You might want to chain your watch to the bedpost or whatever, you know?
Hey, he's not joking. Those dudes were really hot.
How much is an hour session nowadays?
I wouldn't know.
No.
Been by his weekend block. Down by the hour, dude.
Just lay a stack of chips on the nightstand and see whatever it runs.
You're familiar with the movie Pretty Woman. That's how I roll.
Attaboy.
And I'm the Jason Alexander character. Ben beat me up at the end of the weekend.
Yeah, you're looking much more svelte these days, so I could see where that would come in handy.
Hey, Roy, dude, Roy.
I just heard a bunch of people cheer out there.
Yeah, we sold the car. What have you done?
Yeah.
Roy, we've got people lined up. You don't worry about what we're going to sell.
You worry about
what you're going to sell.
Some guy just walked in and bought a fleet of Land Cruisers for his company.
Because it's heard it on the ticket.
Really? He's going to get a Detroit Parker's license plate.
We can beat that. We're gonna outsell you guys today. I guarantee you that.
I don't know.
We just sold a fleet, so you're gonna have to sell the whole dealership.
Okay. Well, let me just say this. We are at a place where Ben has a history, and that history will unfold on our show today, and it'll be very, very profitable for this place.
Shocking.
There are so many compelling teases in your show leading up that I won't be anywhere else but on the dial.
And don't forget 11:30, the fourth quarter of the Pacers-Pistons game, so tune in for that.
Anybody break 70 points last night?
they go cumulative for the series. They did break 70 last night.
Hey, is Cassell going to play tonight?
I'm going to call him after the show. I don't know.
Boy, all that and next.
All that and next.
All right, Ben and Skin out of Courtesy Nissan. Go out and see those boys. And,
hey, guys, have sex, okay?
That too. Next on The Ticket.
This is The Ticket. KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger.
Ain't no trip to Cleveland.
Coming up next, the Chinese invent a new way to pee and coke. But first,
Ben and Skin.
Skin.
We're going to have a real motherfucking party in here tonight, y'all with it?
I saw you, gentlemen. I saw the whole sweaty, passionate, ugly, beautiful act. And to use the vernacular, I wanted me some of that.
Oh, yes. 10 o'clock on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben and Skin subbing in for the rant today, as we're prone to do on the last Saturday of each calendar month. And I'm Ben Rogers, and I'm joined by Skin.
Hey, Ben, hang on. I got to put my whirly up. Okay, I'm ready.
We are at Courtesy Nissan in Richardson, Texas, and boy, is it nice to be here. We're going to be here for 2 hours, and I invite you to come join us out here. Now I'm going to give you some incentives to do that. You can, of course, come out here. All the regular great reasons to come to a ticket. Live remote, ticket t-shirts, Desperado tickets, Chipotle gift certificates.
T-Bar.
Yes. Just hanging out. He's going to be breakdancing later. But free barbecue and soft drinks today. If you can't come out just for free barbecue, you can just fake interest in a car. We don't care. We're going to feed you free barbecue and drinks out here today.
And I'm going to buy a car.
From noon to 2.
I'm going to buy a car today.
Are you really?
No, probably not.
No. From noon to 2, free barbecue, so come out here and join us for that. You can take $4,000 off any new Nissan Titan or Armada, not just one or two, any in stock. Any Nissan Titan or Armada they have in stock, just take $4,000 off it. It's yours. There's over 15 350Zs to choose from, $2,000 off on those, $3,000 off on Altimas. And by the way, there's been some construction here. It's a whole new dealership from the inside in and out, and it looks beautiful. So come check us out. And by the way, Courtesy Nissan is located right off of Campbell and 75 in Richardson. I guess on the Campbell and 75 intersection, it would be
on the southwest side, right?
Exactly, the southwest corner of that intersection. So if you're going north on 75, exit Campbell, loop around, come back the other way on the access road.
Okay, now, Ben, you know, a lot of people get confused when they're buying cars. You're saying $4,000 off. You know, that's actually $4,000 that's taken off. That's not $4,000 that you have to pay that goes into a slush fund. That is an actual $4,000 that stays in your pocket.
Exactly.
And that is worth coming out for.
You know something else that's worth coming out for?
Sex?
when Babu performs. I like to go see Babu's show when he performs.
Yeah, that is worth coming out for.
Well, we've got a great show today, and we're going to make a major announcement for the hip-hop community.
Mm.
Anybody who fancies themselves as an MC.
I do.
Anybody that gets on the mic a little bit.
Hey, Norm.
We've got an amazing announcement we're going to make for you guys, make to you guys, and there's probably the biggest name to ever come out of Dallas in the world of hip-hop.
Big Ben? Big Ben Rogers?
No, not so much.
Ben?
There's a bigger one. There's a bigger name. Not NYK. It's bigger.
Babu Blake?
Not Babu. It's bigger. This individual, we're going to tell you who that is getting back involved with the scene. Is going to try to help some artists make it. So if you...
Flavor Flav.
If you're an MC or you know an MC or you know anybody that's making hip-hop at all, stay tuned because we've got a major announcement coming up at about 10:40.
I cannot wait for that, Ben. In fact, I'm not going to say anything until 10:40. Go.
But, Skin, one of the most interesting things about us being here at Courtesy Nissan today is that I used to work here.
Well.
Yep.
2 weeks ago?
No.
3 weeks ago.
Thank you.
Your theme song.
Thank you. This is not my theme song. What is that?
I don't know. It's some sort of Nazi march tune.
What
or
did you
Let's
tell?
Try
what?
To, I told Groove? You, Grooves, don't play anything unless it's funky or heavy on the one. No march music, no screaming guitars, nothing but the raw dog funk. You got it?
Whoops. Nothing you can play an air guitar to, Grooves. Please, sir. Now, I worked here back in 1990.
Okay, so that's more than 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was 1990. I was going to school at Texas Tech, and I was selling cars here in the summer. And it was,
how old were you?
I was 19.
Now let's play a game called Guess Ben's Age. It takes
right,
a little bit
right.
of math and
right.
you know some initiative, but you can figure it out.
I was 20. Sorry.
So you're older now.
Yeah, I'm a lot older now.
You keep getting older.
But, I worked up here, and I had a good time, and it was the best sales training I've ever had in my life. But what I'd like to do today is sell a car.
Wow.
I want to sell a car again like I did so many years ago here at Courtesy Nissan. And
one of the things I like to do, Ben, is give tips to people who don't need it. Do the 4,000 off thing.
I'm going to do that.
Okay, okay.
I'm going to do that. There's a lot of incentives. Also, if you buy a car today from Courtesy Nissan, let's give them something special.
Barbecue.
Barbecue. We're
yes.
going to give you barbecue.
Yes.
We're going to let you register for a ticket T-shirt.
They win getting to register for a ticket T-shirt if they buy a car?
Yes.
You're not going to get to register for a ticket T-shirt unless you buy a car.
No, you can if you just come up here, too.
Oh, okay.
But then also,
uh-huh.
high five from me.
High five from Ben while Skin shows general disinterest. So come up and buy a car.
How about that? And we really want to outdo Craig Rosen.
Rosengreenus?
Yes. I'm not sure how many cars they sold today. But we would like to sell more cars than them, so do us a favor. Just come up and join us at Courtesy Nissan. Act like you're interested in buying a car, even if you're not, because once we get you in here and you see the cars, you're probably going to buy one.
Dude,
besides, free barbecue.
It's a big holiday weekend. Don't even worry about putting your pants on. Just come on up to Courtesy Nissan and buy a car.
Is that blood in your pants?
That Norm. Come on, Norm.
Where did that drop
Why
come
does
from?
He always,
Where did that
I don't know.
Where, what context could that have been?
That was when Norm used to do the rant. Remember when Norm and Gordo did the rant? Oh, that was good times.
It only lasted for one segment, but oh, it was glorious.
Glorious.
All right, it's 10:06 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Since we're talking about the fact that I used to work up here, coming up next, we're going to get into a little talk about former jobs. If you've had some bad jobs and you want to just vent, talk about any jobs you've had, you're about to hear about some jobs we've had next on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I'm so scared, baby.
Win a trip for two to the 2005 Masters in Augusta. Make a hole-in-one and win your choice of a trip to the World Series, U.S. Open, or NBA Finals. It's the Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket's 2004 Masters Challenge Golf Tournament. Friday, June 18th at Chase Oaks Golf Club in Plano. Call 214-691-9476 and sign up today. $150 gets you green fees, a cart, range balls, and lunch. Plus, all proceeds benefit the US2 National Prostate Cancer Support Fund. Call 214-691-9...
E-Brake Classics.
You got me, no?
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Hang on there. That's...
Uh-oh, what did I do there?
No!
He just hung up on the boot winner.
Freddy, call back. Fred,
you see,
this is the problem. When you're Polish, you've got these giant fingers. Notice the absence of like Polish penis. Well, I can't say penis. There's a couple of them.
Oh, my gosh.
What? I've got these big fat fingers, and I hit two buttons occasionally. And, being a klutz, it's part of life. It's, hey, it is. Next up.
I'm out.
Wow.
I'm doing the layout.
Okay. I think we might be hearing this one on Friday.
Wow.
So Norm had no clue, I guess.
No, he had no idea what he had said.
He had no idea what we found so funny. He still doesn't.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you're hit by a salesperson promoting whatever they have in stock, then the sales manager, then the finance department. And along the way, everyone wants a piece of the deal that really wasn't such a great deal to begin with. I'm Len Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brand from HTH. Socket to bacteria and algae.
People do crazy stuff. They turn up driving a car they reported stolen. They claim the same repair on the same car two or three times over. Keep a neck brace in the glove box.
Dominic Bianco investigates fraud for the Allstate Insurance Company.
But it's the big timers you really develop a hunger for. Clinics that claim millions for phony medical treatment. Auto theft rings that export stolen cars on cargo ships. They're the kind of cases where the paper chase takes years of meticulous work.
Last year, Dominic's unit uncovered an estimated $300 million in insurance fraud.
We sued one clinic for $15 million. Keeping a lid on fraud helps us keep a lid on what you pay for insurance.
Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And wherever good people are keeping an eye on things.
Responsible drinking.
Red Shot is imported by Guinness Master Import Company, Stanford, Connecticut.
The Angels and Rangers are the only team struggling out west. Details next on the Ticket.
At Classic Chevrolet, when we have a red tag sale, it's the real thing. No gimmicks, no negotiation, no hassle. Over 1,500 vehicles are clearly marked with a rock-bottom sales price on the windshield. Take your pick. We've got over 30 Aveos and Cavaliers all marked at $99.88. Corvette convertibles, they're all tagged at $10,000 off MSRP. LT and four-wheel drive Suburbans are now $11,000 off MSRP. And LT and four-wheel drive Tahoes are $10,000 off. With over 300 Suburbans and Tahoes on the ground, the hard part is choosing the color you want. The easy part is buying it. The lowest possible price is already on the windshield. Just compare it to the window sticker, and you'll quickly see how much you're going to save. It's our semi-annual red tag sale. Going on now at Classic Chevrolet and Grapevine, or shop online at ClassicChevyTexas.com. Price includes rebate. See Saturday Star Telegram for details. Chevy, driving Texas.
The Ticket.
Ticket.
sticker service of Frankel and Frankel and Crest Auto Group. The Rangers continue to look there. At the Rangers continue to struggle last night. They lose to Toronto 5-4. They'll play again this afternoon. A 4:05 start. Texas is in the semifinals of the Big 12 tournament. They will play Oklahoma State coming up at 1 today at AmeriQuest Field. Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals is tonight in Calgary. The Flames are probably the last team you thought would represent the Western Conference, but according to Flames players, that's just fine because their best-kept secret, former star draft pick Jerome McGinley, is on fire despite the fact nobody knows who he is.
My friends at home don't even know who he is. You know, I bring an autographed stick to a golf tournament. It's the last thing that goes, even when he's the highest scoring player in the league.
That's the Flames' Chris Clark face off tonight at 7 o'clock. And by the way, we'll have live updates coming up from AmeriQuest Field as the Big 12 tournament continues. Sean Lenroth will check in with us at 10:30. Our next ticker is coming up at 10:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. Tommy Daniels reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Ticket Weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Dodge Chrysler Jeep Summer Bash. The event that doesn't suck. Presented by AT&T Wireless. Saturday, June 12th at Joe Pool Lake in Grand Prairie. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Okay.
10:13 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Finn and Skin live from Courtesy Nissan, where they extend all kinds of courtesy to you. You need to come out here. There's so many reasons to come out here. You need to come out here and buy a new Nissan car, okay? Now, there's several things that you can get. $4,000 off any new Titan or Armada. $3,000 off of an Altima. You could use one of those, couldn't you, Benny Boy?
I like Altimas.
I like them fine, too. So there's all kinds of good deals. There's going to be free barbecue. Of course, there's the normal ticket stuff you can get, the T-shirts, Desperados tickets. A little gift certificate maybe from Chipotle. You like Chipotle?
I like the Chipotle.
So all kinds of reasons to come out here. And, of course, engineering is Kevin Keepers. We want you to come out, get a look at him, and, you know, just ask him about his sex life. He enjoys that. So lots of reasons to come out. We're on the west side of 75 between Campbell and Arapahoe, and there's just all kinds of good fun going down.
And, Skin, we really didn't set the table on what we have today. We've got an outstanding show. We're going to go all the way till noon. Little Mavs off-season talk. We're going to get into...
Do you want to do that?
I really do.
Okay, then I'll do it.
I really do. I want to get into what the Mavs, what they potentially could do this off-season, who they could actually go and get, what's
right.
going to happen with Marchese.
Right.
A lot of things like that. We're going to get into that at 11:10. At 10:50, little Radio Pork, everybody's favorite.
America loves that, Ben.
At
Norm
10:30...
There's Norm dining on some Radio Pork.
What? At 10:30, we're going to get into our trip to Vegas.
Now, when did we do this?
Couple weeks ago,
okay.
We went down there for Tarver Jones. Now it's in that order now.
Yeah.
You talk about Jones Tarver. But we're going to talk about the trip. We went to Vegas. HBO picked up the tab, courtesy of The Ticket. So we went down there, and we've got some great boxing world stories. We kicked it with Don King.
We're boxing aficionados now.
No doubt. And we're going to tell you all about that at 10:30. And somewhere in the middle of that segment, we are going to shock the world with an incredible local hip-hop announcement.
It's a good thing that the world is going to be tuning in for that announcement because we are going to shock it.
They really are. A lot of the world is going to sit through our boxing segment
just to get to that. I'm looking forward to the world doing that.
See, that's how you get people to listen to things that they normally wouldn't want to.
Right.
Because now everyone's going to stay tuned for the boxing talk.
See, I thought you did it with banners.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, Ben, earlier we teased our past vocational history, and the reason this came up, it's multifold. Like I said, multifold. We are at Courtesy Nissan, and this is a place where you used to work.
Yes.
And I don't know how many of you are aware of this. Ben is a upper echelon salesman.
Oh,
he sells
nice.
Media advertising and was recognized by A-Ward as the greatest human of all time.
Thank you.
Earlier this year.
Thank you.
And you credit a lot of your salesman expertise to being able to bluff your way through school
right.
and the time you spent here at Courtesy Nissan.
You know what? It's funny that C students somehow find their way into the world of sales and can make a good living in sales.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, all I really learned in college was how to make cheat sheets in Excel. I really learned how to use Excel because I could make these really tiny cheat sheets.
Right.
And I learned how to laminate things myself. I always
right.
had laminated cheat sheets.
Now, I got a question for you, a quick college question. How many of your relatives passed away when you were in college that you had to rush off to a funeral?
Several.
Yeah.
I would always fax my professors pictures of automobile accidents and say I was in them. And
that's good karma, by the way.
I just had a web of lies. And I somehow was able to get through college. But the experience that helped me the most was selling cars at Courtesy Nissan, because it's the toughest job in the world. Well, no, it's not the toughest job.
I was going to say, walking a high wire is pretty tough.
It's pretty tough. It is a tough job because the perception that every car salesman is trying to screw you, every car dealership is trying to screw you. And when you walk in, you're like, you know, when a customer walks in, they're like, oh, my God, I want this salesman all over me. But the reality is everybody needs cars. And the way that you can get information about cars, now you really know what dealerships pay for cars for the most part. It's really just finding what you like, finding out the supply and demand of what it is you like, and figuring out a deal that works for you with the financing. So,
and they work with you here.
Yeah, they'll totally work with you. And so I learned a lot about overcoming those initial obstacles that people have,
mm-hmm.
you know, those, because they just assume that it's going to be a horrible experience.
Right.
That's great training. So, but, you know, when I look back at working here.
That's great.
I would.
Norm's on the show quite a bit today.
I was 20, like I said, so.
Do you know who I am?
Yes, Norm.
There would be, you know, like lunchtime would come around, and I'd go grab a 300Z at the time. There were 300, and just go cruise around and go grab lunch. And I don't
know.
They
encourage their salesmen to do that here, don't they?
No, they do not.
Oh, okay.
They do not. And, you know, because, like, listen, this little thing on our copy sheet here is there's 15 350Zs here now. So that's a lot. Back then there was only a few of them.
Uh-huh.
So I would take one of the, like, twin turbos. There was, like, two of them at the dealership. Just peel out, you know, and go hang out in a 300. And I never got fired for that. And I don't think
they knew that you were doing that. I think that's why you didn't get fired for that.
But you know what, man? It's just it was a great time up here. I only worked here during the summers, but I enjoyed it and it helped me a lot in sales. What?
Okay,
now, you have a past tie-in here as well with a former job.
Well, yeah, the GM here, Mike Corey. I used to work with him. He used to, you know, run the restaurant that I worked at. I'm not going to say the name because they haven't paid me properly.
Restaurant?
Yeah, thank you, Grego. Grego's on the show today, apparently. So it was cool to walk in and see Mike. He's like, oh, hey, haven't seen you in a long time. He's like, yeah, I haven't seen you since I wanted to fire you. But, I think I even worked at a restaurant with you at one point, but I had a run.
A restaurant?
Yes, Greg, a restaurant.
We were terrible with
it. I had a run. Where at one point I worked at a Mexican food restaurant in Greenville for one shift, and when I came back for my second shift, the parking lot was full. I didn't have a place to park, so I never went in again. This is when I was an extremely responsible 19-year-old. I had a lot of jobs like that. My favorite is, I mean, this is a real high point in my life, actually better than what's not working out for me right now. I worked at a company that delivered business cards and rubber stamps, and I would get up at 4 in the morning, but since it was big party time for Skin, I hadn't slept yet. I would go in, I would make rubber stamps, and then deliver them in the afternoon.
Now, that's interesting, because I did that as well.
Yeah,
I remember you.
Well, because, I've known you for a long time, apparently.
I actually worked there, too, and the ticket went on the air one morning when we were up there cutting business cards, getting ready to drive our stupid routes.
In Atlanta, and I remember thinking, is that guy in the air right now, the dude from the zoo? Because, you know, we really didn't know everyone knew who Skip was, you know. And I'm hearing Reiner on at 11 or whatever. I'm thinking, that's the dude that used to be on the zoo. What do we have here? But that was an extreme low point, making rubber stamps, cutting business cards, and then just grinding out on our car. Just my route went all the way out to DeSoto or something like that. Put like 1,000 miles a day on my car. And
I didn't have a stereo.
Oh, God, I forgot.
I didn't have a stereo in my car, so I just had a little jam box in my passenger seat. Well, those were good times.
And it actually, you just had a continuous loop of a dude beatboxing, and you just rapped over the beatbox.
You know what's funny is when I was, I guess, I just failed out of Texas Tech. I was back home.
Oh, good times, Dan. Good times.
My dad would not let me live in the house unless I had a job. Of course, we were making music, and I had to find a job that I could at least let my dad know I had a job. And so I got a job at Chili's. I think you got me a job. A job up there, which you also got me fired from.
Thanks. Yeah, I remember that because you kept giving me free food.
But the whole thing about that was I hated being there, but I had to have a job to stay at my parents' house. So I would pay, like if I had the worst shift, I was going to be there all night, I'd pay people to switch shifts with me.
And
or I'd pay people to do my side work.
Everyone knew it.
And once people knew, the market was, somebody else might have just had to pay $10. But once people knew that how desperate I was to not work, you know, it cost me more money to work there than I made working there.
Was that a bad negotiating position for you?
Terrible And then I got fired for bringing you free soup. They caught, and it might have been that I missed like 8 mandatory meetings.
Right. Perhaps that was a part of it.
But it's so
that
funny.
That soup was incredible. Thanks, dude.
They busted me for bringing you free soup. They fired me, and I sat down and ate lunch with you.
You had a very nice vocational run there.
Yeah.
So how did you become the success that you are today, Ben? What happened?
Let's
get into that at 11:50.
I don't know. I got really lucky. And
there's something that you said earlier that amazed me. You're apparently the only male that ever flunked out of Texas Tech. Is that true?
You know what? Getting into Texas Tech, all I had to do was show them a Texas ID. All
right, you're in. Yeah, I thought it was how far can you throw a rock. If you can throw it past 10 feet, you're in. They just line everybody up and let them start throwing rocks.
Yeah, man. Now, you know what? My biggest problem was my dad took me down there to register. He was with me when I registered.
Uh-huh.
And
is that gay?
He got me in every class at like 5 a.m. So, of course, that didn't work out.
Okay, now, I've never been to Lubbock. In fact, I've never even heard of it. But tell me if this is true. Isn't there like 7 hot chicks for every dude in Lubbock?
Yeah, the girl-to-guy ratio is phenomenal.
And that's because of the high admission standards, right?
I'm not sure.
I'm not really saying anything there. I'm just pointing out a certain consistency that seems to remain true.
You know, there's probably the worst job I ever had, though, was probably all my jobs had failed, and we had a neighbor who my dad hooked me up with this job. They owned a ceiling fan factory. So they got me and Kyle, our buddy Kyle, job up at the ceiling fan factory. You had to show up at like 4 a.m. You were in a giant warehouse with no AC, just building ceiling fans.
Right.
It was terrible.
Now, that was the summer that you improved your Spanish, isn't that right?
That was so bad. I remember one time I cut my hand open while I was putting some stuff together, and I was so happy because I got to leave. I got to leave to go to the hospital. I don't think I'll ever be able to use it again. I might not be able to come back here.
It's just like the NBA when that happened. A dude came out in a gray shirt and rubber gloves and started doctoring up your hand, and then they're like, okay, dude, the line is shutting down. We have to get him out of here right now.
You know what may be a worse job than that, though, that I had?
Male stripper?
I sold shoes in the mall.
Now, what kind of shoes were these, man?
It was Nine West. Chick shoes.
Chick, right, okay.
Chick shoes, but I was Al Bundy, man.
So you're a large dude selling women's shoes.
Yes.
Please, everyone, come up to Courtesy Nissan and get a look at Ben so you can visualize this large man selling women's shoes.
With no style. I mean, it's a pretty ritzy place. I mean, it's pretty high-quality fashion.
Yeah, it's in the mall.
But, you know, I don't know anything about fashion, especially women's fashion, and here I was selling shoes to
But milk. Now you know everything about it. Now explain MILF. What was that?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I didn't hear you say that.
I didn't say that.
Then coming up next, we are going to talk about our boxing excursion in Vegas and...
Oh, wait. I've got... Before you get into that...
Okay, coming up next, I'm going to tease that tease again after you say what you're going
to
say now.
Thanks, Larry David. Skin, I just want to bring something to your attention. We probably...
Hello, Roy.
We probably need to look at our sheet here because at 11:30 we've got a segment called Ben on a Wireless.
Okay, now how is that segment working out?
Yeah, that segment's not working out, but we should probably, before we get to 11:29, we should probably figure that we're not going to have a wireless, so we probably need to get creative there.
Okay, do we want to take calls and see what we want to do at 11:30?
Yeah, so that's what we'll do until we get to 11:30, we're going to take calls for you and figure out what we need to do there. But you were going to mention that we've got a major announcement to make.
Okay, yeah, I want to do that tease. We tease the tease I'm about to do.
And coming up, Skin with a special announcement about a special announcement.
Thanks, Ben. Coming up at 10:30, we're going to get into our boxing excursion. And then in the middle of that, a huge announcement about Dallas Hip Hop right here on Sports Radio 1310 El Boleto.
Such a long time. For so long. Chrysler Jeep Summer Bag. You're listening to E-Brake Classic.
This, the meltdown on Channel 8 last Sunday night.
Scored some big power play goals there and you know, got the tie out of it.
Well, we're going back over this way here. Apparently we've got some trouble hooking up Star Center Mike Madonna. Let's come back to him in just a little bit. The Stars do play in Nashville Tuesday night. Then they'll have their next five games in Dallas. Let's keep going here, boys and girls. There's no reason to stop now. The NBA also... Go ahead. Come on. We're stopping right here until we figure out what we're doing. We'll take a commercial break. We'll come right.
Oh, so tan. Boy, the audio almost doesn't do it justice. The look on his face is so bitter. Well, congratulations,
yeah.
Dale. We'll take it down to Channel 8.
You can...
Well, congratulations,
yeah.
Dale. We'll take it down to Channel 8.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you soon find out it was never a deal at all. I'm Len Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH. Socket to bacteria and algae.
People do crazy stuff. They turn up driving a car they've reported stolen. They claim the same repair on the same car two or three times over. Keep a neck brace in the glove box.
Dominic Bianco investigates fraud for the Allstate Insurance Company.
But it's the big times you really develop a hunger for. Clinics that claim millions of phony medical treatment. Auto theft rings that export stolen cars on cargo ships. They're the kind of cases where the paper chase takes years of meticulous work.
Last year, Dominic's unit uncovered an estimated $300 million in insurance fraud.
We sued one clinic for $15 million. Keeping a lid on fraud helps us keep a lid on what you pay for insurance.
Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And wherever good people are keeping an eye on things.
FDIC Insurance.
Next on the ticker.
The Chevy Texas Truck Festival is ending, so come in now before the sun goes down. Get an unprecedented 0% APR financing for 60 months for qualified buyers, plus $1,000 bonus cash on almost every truck. That's right, 0% APR for 60 months plus $1,000 bonus cash. Hurry, offer ends June 1st. Or use the bonus cash with current incentives for $5,000 total cash back on Chevy Suburban or the 7-passenger Trailblazer EXT. That's $5,000 total cash back. There's also great deals on other Chevy SUVs, like $4,000 total cash back on Chevy Tahoe or Trailblazer. Must
monthly payments are $16.67 for every $1,000 signing. Average example down payment is 11%. Some customers will not qualify. Includes bonus cash. See dealer for details. Take delivery by 6104.
I dedicate my new fragrance, Freedom, to the young men and women of today. One scent for him, one for her.
I remember when I was a kid. School was out, the whole neighborhood would be out playing hide and seek, and it would be late. I don't think I ever felt so free. Friday, 5 o'clock. Turn off the computer, the pager, and the cell phone. I'm free.
Freedom was dumping my pathetic boyfriend.
Freedom from me, falling in love.
Saturday night, Times Square, there's like people from 100 different countries hanging out, partying. That's freedom.
Freedom's the beach, man.
Finally getting the kids to bed.
Hitting the road on my bike.
Freedom's my state of mind.
Tommy Hilfiger Freedom. For her, for him. A new sounding fragrance.
Live responsibly and help prevent underage drinking. A message from Miller Lite and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Kicker service, Tom Darn and the Keg Road through the Los Angeles Lakers team close out the Timberwolves with a win tonight in Minnesota. The Lakers have won three of the first four, including a split in the first two games at Target Center. Wolves forward Kevin Garnett knows the words must win is now.
There is no tomorrow. You know, if we lose, it's it. You know, it's only game seven, so at this point, the mindset, it just can't be me, though. It's just got to be everybody.
The Big 12 tournament going on this morning out at AmeriQuest Field, and the ticket zone, Sean Lenrose, has an update on Baylor-Mizzou. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning, Tommy. Well, this game is actually turning out a lot like the Thursday night matchup between these two teams. Missouri jumping out to an early lead. They are in the bottom of the second right now. Missouri trying to add to that lead. They're up 3-0. And, of course, Missouri, if they win, will play in tomorrow's championship game. If Baylor wins, they will play again at 5 o'clock today to see who decides to go to tomorrow. But right now, bottom of the second, Tigers over the Bears, 3-0.
Thanks, Sean. Defending champion David Toms has a one-shot lead heading into today's third round of the St. Jude Classic, a tournament he won last year. Toms and the rest of the leaders will tee off at 12:40 right now. Tom Pernice Jr. is the best round of the day going. He's -5 through 13 holes. Our next ticker at 10:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Tommy Daniels reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Ticket weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We're bringing the sports talk, you bring the barbecue and beer. It's Memorial Day weekend from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
10:34 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben and Skin, we are out at Courtesy Nissan. We invite you to come join us out here. And also want to make you aware of something you need to know. Big Dick Hunter is going to be at Aaron's Sales and Leasing tonight.
Gross.
4 to 6. So make sure to check that out. Ticket Chicks Lee and Sarata.
I'm Big Dick.
We'll hey, what's up, Richard?
And we are, of course, out at Courtesy Nissan and Richardson right off Campbell and 75. We invite you to come join us because I used to work here. I'm going to sell a car. I've already worked out the details with General Manager Mike Corey. We're going to make this happen. And as a matter of fact...
Wait, let me stop you. Do you know what I found out at the break?
What?
If you come out, they can explain to you what the 8 stands for in V8.
Really?
Yes. They have those kind of people on hand here.
So, yeah, if you come out, you can deal with experts now. We have somebody here who I think I can sell a car to.
I don't think you can.
Ladies and gentlemen, great Mark Friedman.
Frito.
Look at all the Frito fans here. A lot of Frito fans.
Love it. That guy clapped, but I think he was mainly just clapping because clapping was going on.
He was clapping for clapping. Thank you for celebrating jubilation, sir.
All right, so here's the deal. My wife thinks I'm out buying paint right now.
All right. Aren't you, though?
So you have about 10 minutes.
Okay, I can do this. Now, what are the major obstacles we got to get past here before we can... Which car are you looking at buying?
An Armada.
An Armada? Have you seen them?
Yes.
Man, can you picture yourself in one?
Yes.
Can you picture one in your driveway?
Absolutely.
All right, now let's talk.
Okay, let's go.
What color?
Okay. I don't know.
Any color?
That's the least of
leather?
Leather.
Man, I'm excited for you. You're about to have a great car.
Leather a color?
Yeah.
Okay.
Color, leather. So what are the obstacles here? You've got a trade-in that you're worried about being upside down.
I've got an SUV that I owe 2 more years on.
Oh, don't worry about that.
About 15K.
Mike Corey is my buddy. I'm going to have him look. He runs things.
I have no down payment.
He's like buying a strip club from Tony Soprano. You're in the right place to see. You're dealing with the right people, Frito.
I have no down payment.
Oh, come on. Now you're getting
no
greedy.
No down payment.
You're getting greedy.
Nothing. I'm telling you.
You don't want to make a down payment and you want to trade in an upside down car for a brand new car?
Yes.
Can't do anything for you.
Wait, how are you getting, he can't even afford paint. This whole trip has failed for you.
And I've been working really hard and I got my credit score in the low fives.
Really? I'm not sure if that's good or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you.
Now you see what's going on? The general manager of this establishment is taking notes. He's taking your critical data.
I thought he was writing a check right now for what you owe on your SUV.
Look, no problem.
Wow!
No problem. And you know what? Listen to that. The audience loves it. Frito, I know you're limited on time. It's a good thing your wife doesn't listen to the station. She has no idea you're not buying paint right now.
She doesn't even know where you work.
This is Mark Friedman. The associate program assistant program director at the ticket.
Or he's also that's fine.
Producer. He's an associate of Norm.
Right.
So that tells you right there.
That is
producer
so
of Norm Hitty Show. And he's our boss. So we would love it if Mike Corey, the general manager up here, could get with Frito, try to put together a speed deal, see if something that can come of it, and if there's anything really crazy on his credit, we'd like to tell the P1. So if you'll just share that with us. So.
And we'll save it for the credit specialist roundtable we're doing at 11:10.
Right. You know what? Very seriously, because I know your listeners, they're not in the greatest financial shape.
What does that mean?
To you right now.
Skin listeners or just
if you've not gone out to buy a car, they make it so easy for you to buy a car now.
Put your time it's where so your mouth easy. Is. I want you to sit down with the general manager here, Mike Corey. See if you guys can hammer out a deal.
Can you get me some paint for the house, too?
Mike, have him bring some paint over. Have him bring some paint over, and it's a done deal.
I know you're limited on time, so we're going to jump back into our show so you don't fire us. And then I hope you can go work out a deal with Mike Corey.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Frito.
Mark
Ladies
Friedman.
And gentlemen, Mark Friedman. Where's the guy that was clapping over there?
The guy that was just clapping.
Okay. Could you go get the other guy to clap, too? Thank you very much. You're doing well.
All right.
Okay, Ben, that was Frito. Frito's off. In fact, I think he's already getting in a car. He's driving off right now with a new car. That's how easy it is. By the time we located the guy who clapped, he had already bought a car.
He's looping back around for barbecue at noon.
Oh, nice. The line starts back there, sir. Very good. Now, Ben, if I remember correctly, we were going to talk about the great sport of boxing.
Were we?
Okay, maybe we weren't.
Well, we still have a segment to figure. I tell you what, I know the phones are going crazy. Every time we're on the air, the phones go crazy.
Okay.
So, Grubbs, you got people on the line? Oh, you got our guest on the line. Okay, well, why don't we do this, Skin? Why don't we hold off the boxing talk?
Let's do it next month.
Okay, yeah, next
month. Okay, great.
Right now, we are very happy to be joined by a man that goes by the name of Aziz. How you doing, Aziz?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man, we're very happy to have you on with us. And for those that don't know, Aziz is basically the cornerstone of a very successful local hip-hop venture called Slump Masters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
beautiful album. Aziz is a promoter. He's a man that wears many hats. He does lots of different things.
Now, let's give the P1s the big bait. If you've seen, what was the movie with the dance movie?
Served.
Yes, You Got Served, which was debuted at number one. You heard Slump Masters music in that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Aziz is a wheeler dealer. He's a big player, not only in the local hip-hop scene, but you'll hear more things from him nationally very soon.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Now, we've been teasing all day today that we are going to make a major announcement in the local hip-hop community. If anybody out there fancies himself as an MC, loves hip-hop, knows somebody who makes hip-hop, whatever.
Producers, too. If you got
producers, beat. Too. Exactly. Listen close to what Aziz is about to drop on you. Can we get a little fanfare here, Groove? Okay, major announcement from Aziz.
Whoa.
Go ahead and drop it.
Okay, this is what we have going on. The DOC, the legendary DOC from Dallas, I know you're all familiar with him, NWA, Ruthless Records, Eazy-E, Dr. Dre, from Dallas, Texas, he's doing what we call the session. Now, a lot of people have been saying, you know, DOC, he moved to L.A., he never did anything for Dallas. Well, DOC is saying, you know what, I'm about to open up the studio. All MCs, producers, record labels, it doesn't matter. I'm going to open up the studio for the hottest MCs to come in. The booth is open. The mic is warm and ready. Spit the hottest lyrics. We're going to put out a mixed CD series. Put up or shut up. That's what it's all about. It's going down tomorrow at Goodnight Dallas Studio.
Okay, now, Aziz, tell them where Goodnight is. It's kind of over near Royal and 35 area. How do they get there?
Yeah. I tell you what. It's, you know where Malibu Speed Zone is?
Ben goes there every day.
Right, exactly, with all the tokens. Right. See, it's kind of like on, it's kind of behind it. And if you need a number, I can give you a number if you need directions.
Yeah, give the number.
Cool. It's 214-559-5786.
Now, Aziz, give that again because our listeners are always at least 30 seconds away from pen and paper. So give that number again.
Exactly. I'm trying to give them a heads up. It's 214-559-5786.
So, Aziz, try to explain the impact of this. If for people that don't know, they're just thinking, oh, well, so rappers are allowed to come. This is no big deal. This just sounds like a small announcement. I mean, what's the significance of this?
The significance goes as follows. DOC is a world-renowned MC. He writes for all of the big acts. He's like the world's biggest ghostwriter, and he's like the backbone of hip-hop. So basically what he's doing is he's opening up a door for his hometown to really establish themselves and be heard by people around the world. And people might look at it on a small scale, but DOC, the name, attaching anything to DOC is like saying, can I trade in this Yugo for that Benz over there? And that's like the transition that everybody will be making, having the opportunity to get on this CD. And that's really what it's all about. If you want to start working at TJ Maxx and Jack in the Box, want to be a real rapper, you need to step in the studio tomorrow starting at noon.
Okay, now let's put the picture in the frame even more. We're not talking, I mean, a lot of people remember the DOC had a hot record in 1990. But we're talking about writing on records like the Chronic 2001. We're talking about multi-million-dollar, multi-platinum records, and so his access within the industry is tremendous because he has a track record that extends over almost a 15-year period.
I go even further than that. If you listen to the hottest rapper in the game right now, who is Jay-Z, on Jay-Z's latest single that's out on the record, on the stations right now, to get in hot tens, he says letters like, the DOC, no one can do it better. He's talking about Doc. He's talking about how great he is in reference to how great Doc is. And that's how Jay-Z compares himself to the DOC. Now, put that with something.
Now, Aziz, we don't have time to get into this right now in its full context, and we definitely want to do this at some point. And for those that don't know, DOC was in a tragic car accident, which stopped his career short because the one thing that was really injured in this accident, which happened in what, 1991 back then?
Yeah, somewhere right around there.
Was his ability to speak, right?
Yeah, it was the weirdest accident. He just went platinum. His album just went platinum. He has an accident. Without a scratch, barely a scratch on him, but he wakes up and he can't speak anymore. I mean, he can speak, but he loses his voice. It's like he has laryngitis for the rest of his life. And it's a weird thing, but he actually turned tragedy to triumph. And actually started writing for everybody and hitting everybody off with these concepts and still maintaining who he is within the industry. And actually, you know, in doing that, he became a greater MC and a greater icon in the rap game. So, it's crazy.
And he also increased his profile behind the scenes. So when cats come in on Sunday to spit, they're going to be dealing with someone who has a tremendous amount of studio experience and knows how to make hits. It's really an invaluable opportunity for everyone out there. Now, give the number one more time, Aziz.
It's 214-559-5786. And also, if you go to onemovement.com, that's the number one and movement.com. We have some information on that, including like the Texas Hip Hop Weekend coming up also.
Very, very good. Well, Aziz, thank you so much for calling in, and we will you tomorrow.
All right, Ben, I see you in the studio, man.
Sounds good, man. See you tonight.
All right, peace.
All there right. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Aziz, the man behind Slump Masters and a guy who's dealing very closely with DOC, and they're going to make this happen in a big way.
I realize that a lot of people are listening right now to this with a big question mark over their head, even if they listen to hip-hop going, Aziz, who is that? And in my opinion, in all my years in being around hip-hop music, maybe the most talented person I've ever run into, dude right there. He's
Fitz Hooks right there on the spot.
He is insanely talented, man. Dude is really, really nice.
And not just that, man. The place where this is going down tomorrow, Goodnight Audio, this is where me and Ben used to do all our recording in the early 90s, and this is a really, really, really nice facility. You're going to be in a big-time studio. So if you got something, man, this is an opportunity you should not pass up.
Definitely. The DOC, nobody does it better, my friends. DOC. Now,
nobody
coming
does
up
it
next. Of course, we're still at Courtesy Nissan in Richland. We invite you to come join us. I would like to sell a car today. So if you have any interest, in buying a car and you're kind of interested in a Nissan, come up here. Let us blow you away.
Gross.
And you know what? We'll sell you a car. We'll get you on the air. Because I'm desperate to sell a car. I sold cars here back in 1990. I want to do it again. So come join us. We're at Courtesy Nissan up in Richardson off of Campbell and 75. So come join us. But coming up next, America's favorite radio segment, Radio Pork.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, salutes real men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Here's to you, Mr. P1 Ticket Listener.
Mr. P1 Ticket Listener.
You could have a life, but no, you listen to The Ticket all day. Instead of attending a board meeting, you're catching E-News with Cobra.
A cobra snake on the hotline.
While business casual means a polo shirt and Dockers for most, you wear a stained ticket T-shirt and flip-flops.
Is that blood?
You sit around on your butt while your wife brings home the cash and you're passing gas and blaming it on the dog.
Did somebody pull my finger?
We salute you, Mr. Good Strong P1 Ticket.
E-Break Classic.
His first win.
Wow.
Playing a very inappropriate drop while the hard line, or now as they've become known, the headline, visiting with Rafael Palmeiro.
All right, now, on the spectrum of those activities that go on the plane, where do you fit in? What did you do last night?
I just sat on my chair and I tried to go to sleep, but I couldn't. It was one of those...
Play with it.
I apologize for that.
What was that?
Nothing. Don't worry
about it.
Fight
through it.
Fight through it, okay?
Okay. Well, I didn't do much.
You know, I think Rafi's giggle is the funniest part of that whole thing.
Hey, you know who I have a feeling is responsible for that more than Expo is Danny.
You think
big,
so?
Big, dumb, tall, stringy Danny.
You think Danny ordered that drop?
Yeah, he orders so many drops, and he orders all the most inappropriate ones.
Well, Expo pulled the trigger.
Yep.
Yep. So Expo wins the emergency break of the week. Congratulations to him.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you're hit by a salesperson promoting whatever they have in stock, then the sales manager, then the finance department, and along the way, everyone wants a piece of the deal that really wasn't such a great deal to begin with. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brand from HTH. Socket to bacteria and algae.
Here, Red Stripe is imported by Guinness Bass Import Company, Stamford, Connecticut.
Hooray, response rack.
Horse racing, we bet you love it.
The horses are ready, are you? It's time for the Lone Star Million. Memorial Day Monday, May 31st. Talk about partying until the horses come home. It's our richest day of racing. Watch and wager on the best horses in North America. First race, 1:35 p.m. Admission, $3. Lone Star Park at Grand Prairie. Go, baby, go.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
Ticket, ticket.
Secret Service down Bob Thomas Ford in Texas Land and Cattle. The Rangers are north of the border for a second day in a row. Juan Dominguez up from AAA Oklahoma to start in place of Chan Ho Park. He'll face Miguel Batista today at 3:05. Speaking of north of the border, the Calgary Flames host Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight in Alberta. The Flames are in the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time since 89. And after being embarrassed in Game 2, Jerome McGinley and the Flames look to fine-tune things tonight.
They outcompeted us and on the power play. It wasn't sharp. We were able to draw some, but we got to be sharper. We got to be more intense.
Out of the Ameriquest Field, Baylor and Missouri going at it in the Big 12 tournament. And the third inning is completed. Missouri leading the Bears 3-0. We'll hear from the ticket Sean Lenrose coming up at 11:10. Our next ticker at 11:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. Tommy Daniels reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Ticket weekends on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket wants you to know that a little bit of love goes a long way. But if it comes with a persistent burning, please see your physician.
It is 10:53 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Ben and Skin are at Courtesy Nissan. There's so many reasons to be here. And I would say the number one reason is right now the great Frito is buying a car. Now, we've been eavesdropping. We've heard the term, I don't know if that works Frito. For you. We've heard the term used lot. But what we can determine is that a transaction appears to be going down, and we are going to be monitoring it very, very closely. And I'm very excited about this.
The general manager, Mike Corey, is dealing with Frito himself. And I just saw Mike lean over to an employee and say, please kill me under his breath.
Yeah.
Looking away from Frito.
But you've been in a lot of deals, and that may not always be a bad sign, right?
Well, I think it's a situation where the GM, you know, we're talking about Mark Friedman. The station's out here. He obviously knows Mark's a powerful man at the station. He's doing everything he absolutely can to help. Oh, we've got a closing handshake.
Whoa.
It looks like
are those keys? Are those keys?
The keys, I don't know if it's good clothes or a bad clothes. Frito is approaching us again. Let's get an update here and find out what went on.
Ladies and gentlemen, with headphones, Mark Friedman.
I'm speaking to everyone listening right now. You need to come out here.
Really?
Wow. Yes, because that what I told you I wanted, they're about to do.
What? You're
they're,
kidding.
They're coming very close to exactly what I wanted.
So you might buy a car today?
I didn't think I would, but...
So you were kidding, but now you're actually probably going
to
buy a car?
I came to look.
Okay, did they come through with the paint?
No, they haven't come through the paint yet.
Hold out.
They may be playing golf next with Mike.
Oh, nice.
Really? So.
He's, don't let him lie. He's a scratch.
No, I'm not joking around. Very seriously. You need to come out here.
Where are you in the process right now?
Honestly?
Yeah.
I'm going to bring the paint home to the wife. And talk to her about it.
Really?
Wow. I'm all over her.
Okay.
I'm all over her about spending money.
Right. So you can't
so I'm gonna
have buy
to,
a new car.
I'm
going
to have to show her the math to show her that this is not going to cost us a cent.
Okay. Now, let me tell the P1 this. This is an incredible situation because Frito owed more on his car now than it was originally worth.
Yes.
So it is very important that you get down here and try and get in on this magic.
Listen,
if it works for Frito, it'll work for you.
When it comes to getting a car... Don't try to figure out the math of it. Don't try to figure out everything going on. If you want a new car, just come up here to Courtesy Nissan and try. I mean, Frito didn't come here to buy a car.
No.
He was just blown away with what they're willing to do to sell a car.
If
I mean,
you think he might be upside down, you might not be.
Yeah.
Or you might be and they can take care of it.
They can be creative.
Well,
and
that's confusing talk.
They absolutely have to move units. So, you know, if you come up here, you might end up getting a ridiculous deal. It's never, don't assume that you can't get a deal. This is a beautiful thing.
I'm very happy for you, Frito.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll see you later.
All right.
Ben, real quick, I got to give a shout-out to a very good, strong, sometimes doubtful P1 named Danny Mayfield. Big shout-out to him, and just remember, quit looking at porn at work. Big Brother is always watching. Now, before we went away a minute ago and Frito bought three new cars and still didn't get his paint, we teased a segment that America loves. Ben, what is that segment?
Radio Port.
Delicious.
Yes. Does not love radio pork.
And now, here with an exciting story from Radio Pork, my cohort, Ben Rogers.
Skin, this is something that we all can relate to. We all grew up in my circle of friends.
That's weird.
Thanks. Three teenagers could face harassment charges over a prom prank in West Lynn, Oregon.
Mm.
Basically, what happened is it was a prom party or whatever. This girl passes out.
Was she hot?
She was real hot.
Nice.
She was real hot. I saw pictures of her passed out.
I liked them a lot.
At work. And basically, what happened was somebody got out a permanent marker and started marking her up. Now, where I come from,
yeah.
if you pass out, it's fair game. Don't pass out. Don't be an idiot and pass out.
And now in the day and age of the digital camera, there will be a website devoted yes. to what happens to you when you pass out.
So she passes out. Somebody draws a greenish.
Okay, now what is that?
On
I don't know what that
face.
Is. What is that?
On her face.
Well, what is the shape like?
All sorts of phallic.
Okay.
They drew all sorts of things.
Okay, I think I know what you're talking
about.
They
covered her with they punished her for passing out and just were having a gag.
Right.
And marked on her with a permanent marker.
Mm-hmm.
Well, her parents filed sexual assault charges against everyone at the party.
I mean, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
See, I think the thing that is really offensive here is never, ever, ever do anything to a hot chick that will alter the way she looks. Come on, I mean, hot chicks are here for us to enjoy and gawk
now,
at.
Now, one of your buddies, now I had a guy that was at a party, I had to be careful how I word this, a guy passed out at a large party I was having at my house.
An old guy party? Those are badass.
Damn it. Anyways, he passed out with his glasses on, so we cut out American cheese in the shape of his glass lenses, put them on his glasses, gave him a mayonnaise mustache, and then put cat food all over his face, and we had these two tiny kittens that would not leave him alone, and then we, of course, marked him up with a mark slot. I mean, but those are the rules. It's prison rules.
It is prison rules. So the moral of the story, don't get drunk and don't do anything that would damage a hot chick. Ben, in a related story, this is from Zambia. A 50-year-old Zambian man has hung himself after his wife found him having relations with a hen. Now, when I say relations, I mean intimate relations. Using what was drawn on the girl's face in these relations.
Huh.
Very sad story. And basically, when she walked in on him, he was very disturbed, and he ended up offing himself.
Really?
Now, what they did after this is they slaughtered the hen. And I think that was a good
move.
No, it's a good move because that keeps other Zambian men from having weird bird sex with this hen. So
that's true. This certain bird had like an allure to it that just made other people want to. I mean, it was a very flirtatious
bird. It was a hot bird. Now,
charming bird.
That's not to say that it couldn't create a necro situation, but that's a story that hasn't yet unfolded. And now with more, here's Ben.
Hey, Skin.
Hey, Ben, what's up?
In other radio pork, this dude is at a Walmart. And he's 23-year-old, Raymundo Owens.
Oh, yeah.
In Arizona.
51.
And no, not so much.
Oh, okay.
And this guy is an employee at a Walmart. He decides, hey, I need to go, you know, pinch one off. So he goes into
What does that mean?
He goes into the employee restroom, and as he's going in there, well, they have a rule. You can't take reading material into the restroom.
Why?
I guess they feel like people stay in there too long.
Uh-huh.
So
go to the bathroom.
Which, to me, defeats the whole purpose anyways.
Is Norm getting paid for working with us today?
Apparently, Grooves is machine gun dropping Norm on the show. So anyways...
Zach, you're right.
So anyways, this guy goes in the bathroom. Well, some manager... I mean, this is a big dude. This Raymundo Owens, 23.
He's got
like
a picture of him.
Looks like an offensive tackle.
Looks like he has a tough time eating. Look at his mouth.
He's huge.
Crazy mouth.
So anyways, they decide, hey, we better tell Raymundo, hey, you can't take reading material in there.
What?
Worst thing they could have ever done.
What? What do you say?
Somehow, three managers get involved in trying to explain to him the policy. They all get cut.
While he's rocking one?
He's cutting everybody. No, I think what it was, somebody probably put a hand on him and said, hey, you can't take that in there. And he's like, excuse me? Then another manager came up and said, did you hear him? He said, you can't take that in there. Then another manager came up and said, yeah, those two managers are right. There's three managers. Three managers are taking care of this crisis right now.
That's in the story. The third manager said, yes, those other two managers are right.
We're glad that you work here for us, but by the way, you can't take that small pamphlet with you into the bathroom. So he pulls out a box cutter and cuts them all.
Well, obviously, if he had a box cutter, we know he was going to try and fly later in the day.
Let the man read in the bathroom. For Christ's sake, is it worth losing your life over to stop this guy from taking reading material and to pinch one off?
I think there's a very valuable lesson there, Ben. Not sure what it is, but if I get it, I'll post it on our website, BenandSkin@computer. Ben, here's another story. This happened in New Jersey. Now, you're familiar with New Jersey, right?
I've seen it.
Okay. Oh, New Jersey is on the phone now. There's a girl, and her name is Katrina Onifer, and I'm going to guess not so hot, because what happened was she's been sentenced to 4 to 15 years in a state prison for beating and sexually assaulting a man. Now, it's always embarrassing. Good that some young kids are here for the story. It's always embarrassing when a man gets assaulted and beaten up by a woman, especially if the woman, Ben, is 5'2" and the man is 6'2", 300 pounds. I want you to imagine that. 6'2", 300 pounds, and a 5'2 woman absolutely took it to him.
Now, I heard about this. She was hitting him with pots and pans.
Pots and pans.
And she was very now, aggressive with his member.
Now, there was something that was bruised, bitten, and squeezed.
Okay. And this guy didn't want to come forward because he didn't want to say, hey, this girl is 5'2", she just whipped me.
She totally annihilated me, and I was bruised, bitten, and squeezed.
Skin, in other pork-related news, the barbecue is now ready.
Outstanding. So we encourage everyone to come down to Courtesy Nissan and get free barbecue. Frito looks like he is doubling up right now. He's double-handing it.
He's actually not here.
Oh, okay.
He left to go let his wife know. That, you know, surely no one, she wasn't listening and no one called and told
now,
her.
Now, Shirley, that's his wife?
Right. And he went to go tell Shirley that, hey, I think we need to buy a car. But, hey, come join us at Courtesy Nissan. It's going to be worth it. Skin, another radio port.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see a lot of sexual harassment at your job?
You mean like bruised, bitten, and squeezed?
Not quite that extreme, but okay. Do you see sexual harassment at your job?
No, I work with a bunch of dudes, Ben.
Nonetheless.
Oh, good point.
This, you know, sometimes it gets out of hand. I see a lot. I work in sales, and there's kind of different rules in sales, I think, if
right.
Anything goes in sales.
Anybody get their head pushed underwater?
No, I've never seen that in the office.
Huh.
But on video. But basically, this is a crazy sexual harassment situation where Humboldt County.
Nice. Been there many times.
There's this doctor who has been charged with having acts of sexual misconduct on both an unconscious female patient and a staff member.
Oh, no.
And engaging in sexual activities with female employees in front of patients.
Is this the doctor that prescribes Rohypnol to every one of his patients? What, your foot hurts? Rohypnol. Hey, Norm.
So, you know, it's just one. You know, I've seen how things barely go over the line.
Right.
But how do things get to the point where, now they're saying he's having actual, you know, activities.
Not bruised, bitten, and squeezed?
Right. And so we're not talking about a kiss on the cheek. So how does that go on in today's world with all these rules and laws?
Well, here's
got way out of hand.
Here's a bad sign. If you go in because you have a stuffed head and a scratchy throat and he pulls out anesthesia, that's a bad sign. That probably means that your doctor visit is not working out for you. Then I had a very exciting story I wanted to get into, but I think it's too detailed. But let me just tease some greatness that's going to happen in June. Jimmy Hoffa, he's the punchline of many jokes, the Where's Jimmy Hoffa Body
Jimmy.
Buried. There's Norm checking in with it. There's going to be a book coming out in June, and it's written by the lawyer of Frank Sheeran. And Frank Sheeran was one of Jimmy Hoffa's best friends. Jimmy Hoffa apparently got in his car the day he disappeared. And in this book, it's going to detail how Sheeran,
Frank,
killed Jimmy Hoffa and what he did with him. Now, Sheeran just died recently.
Jimmy.
The two people are constantly being named by Grego and Norm in this segment. But he passed away, and before he passed away, he said,
right.
In this book, I concur
Jimmy.
With everything that is in this book. So in June, we are going to learn the real fate of the body of the extremely dead and cold Jimmy Hoffa.
Wow.
And I cannot wait, because you have told me many times, you're a mob historian, you're really into the mafia, you like
right.
saying things on the air, you like calling them out and things
right.
like that. So you'll be very interested in this. I think next time we're on the air, let's try and get this dude on the air with us.
Okay.
Let's get him to break down what happened with Jimmy Hoffa. And we will find out
Jimmy.
If Jimmy was bruised, bitten, and squeezed.
What type of a letter grade would you give Groob so far for his performance today?
Eight!
I would give him an eight. I'd give him an eight. I don't know. I like
drop right now.
I like drops. But I don't like them when they're every 3.5 seconds.
Hey, Skin, I think we should call an audible. I don't want to go into
Norm just whoops
Mavs off-season talk until 11:30.
Okay.
Because we're just on a roll of insanity here. I think
okay.
we stay with it. And by the way, if you want to jump on with us, 214-787-1310, Lord knows that you could do nothing to shoot the wheels off the show any further. So we'd love to have you.
Let's get the Lord on.
Lord on.
Red beer.
We are at Courtesy Nissan off Campbell and 75 in Richardson.
and there's free barbecue here. So even if you just, even if you don't even care about cars, even if you're in a carriage,
grab a fajita.
Come on up, get a plate, eat some free barbecue, and you might be surprised, because if you just tell somebody you're kind of interested in a car, there's a good chance you'll leave in a new one. It's amazing the way that works. Frito is en route right now to talk to his wife, Shirley. They'll be back, and I have a feeling they'll buy a car before our show's over.
Hey, if you come out, Ben will autograph your banana hammock.
But coming up next, Skin and I went on a trip to Vegas.
Did we?
And we're gonna give you some details of that trip that will probably surprise you. Coming up next on The Ticket.
KTTK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger.
Ticket Sports Saturday!
Baseball is a talking sport, and we'll prove it today from noon to 6 on Ticket Sports Saturday. I'm Rich Phillips, Kevin Scott, and I will keep you up to speed on the Rangers and Blue Jays all day, as well as all the action from the Big 12 tournament in Arlington. The Indy 500 comes down tomorrow, and we'll talk to driver Dario Franchitti at 1:30, as well as our auto racing expert Terry Blunt of the Dallas Morning News.
E-Break Classic.
5-0 shutout. Kevin Blanford for not knowing the proper call letters to KNTU in Denton.
Okay, we also have some audio from the guy whose life is pretty much over, Justin Neely. Apparently, we found an old demo tape from KUNT that he did. A little play-by-play.
What?
Yep.
I don't think that's the... I don't think those are the call
I don't
letters.
Think that's the call letters.
Oh, my bad. Always get that
mixed up. It's KNTU.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I thought it was the University of North Texas.
Well, it is, but I don't think they want to go by that.
God almighty. It's too late to dump it now,
wow.
Too.
I honestly thought that's what it was.
Man, that is one of the worst screw-ups I've ever heard anybody make on this station. And that's saying something.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you're hit by a salesperson promoting whatever they have in stock, then the sales manager, then the finance department, and along the way, everyone wants a piece of the deal that really wasn't such a great deal to begin with. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brand from HTH. Socket to bacteria and algae.
People do crazy stuff. They turn up driving a car they've reported stolen. They claim the same repair on the same car two or three times over. Keep a neck brace in the glove box.
Dominic Bianco investigates fraud for the Allstate Insurance Company.
But it's the big timers you really develop a hunger for. Clinics that claim millions for phony medical treatment. Auto theft rings that export stolen cars on cargo ships. They're the kind of cases where the paper chase takes years of meticulous work.
Last year, Dominic's unit uncovered an estimated $300 million in insurance fraud.
We sued one clinic for $15 million. Keeping a lid on fraud helps us keep a lid on what you pay for insurance.
Lots of companies sell insurance. but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And wherever good people are keeping an eye on things.
Bert speaks out in desperation. We'll hear him from him next on the ticker.
Something I can help you find?
Yeah, how you doing? I'm looking for an SUV with the same 250 horsepower as in the Isuzu Rodeo.
240's all I got.
Okay, well, Rodeo comes with a 7-year, 75,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
Ours is 3-year, 30,000.
All right, how about roadside assistance?
Don't break down.
Cargo space?
Pack light.
Rear defrost?
Oops, Florida.
Tired of paying extra for all the extras? Get behind the wheel of an Isuzu Rodeo. Direct injection V6 engine, tons of cargo space, and a 7-year, 75,000-mile powertrain limited warranty plus roadside assistance. Buy now and save up to $5,000 or get 0% APR. See your dealer for details. Isuzu. Spend less, go farther.
All right, how about tires with tread? Do you have those?
How much tread we talking?
Test drive the 250 horsepower Isuzu Rodeo today at your area Dallas-Fort Worth Isuzu dealer or visit Isuzu.com.
0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Savings include $500 owner royalty bonus. See participating dealer for warranty and other details. Offer ends 6104.
The Ticket.
Ticker service down to Keg Roaster and Central Yamaha. The Lakers can claim a spot in the NBA Finals with a win tonight over Minnesota. The T-Wolves, who had the best record in the West during the regular season, find themselves in a 3-1 hole. But former Maverick guard Sam Cassell knows it takes four to get the job done.
We were in this game for the pressure goes back on them because the hardest game in the series is the closing game. The closing team out is the hardest game.
The Big 12 baseball tournament going on out in Ameriquest Field in Arlington, and the Ticket's Sean Lenrose who's standing by with an update on Baylor-Mizzou.
Well, after Mizzou gets off to an early 3-0 lead, Baylor strikes back quickly in the top of the fourth with four runs of their own behind three doubles in the inning and take the lead 4-3. But just now, a home run hit by James Boone into left field seats gives Missouri the lead back, a two-run shot, making the score 5-4 here in the bottom of the fourth in the ballpark.
All right, thanks a lot, Sean. At the St. Jude Classic, Tom Pernice Jr. is making a run at David Toms. Pernice, who's 7-under through 16. He started the day 1-over. He's now at -6. 5 shots in back of Toms, who's at 12-under. The leaders see off today at 12:40. John Daly and Paul Stankowski are also at -6. Our next ticker at 11:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. Tommy Daniels reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to The Ticket Weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hang out with the laziest P1s in the Suntime Pool Spa and Patio area at the Dodge Chrysler Jeep Summer Bash, Saturday, June 12th at Joe Pool Lake. Presented by AT&T Wireless and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
11:15 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Ben and Skin subbing in for The Rant.
Mm-hmm.
On this Saturday afternoon, which we are prone to do on the last calendar. Did the music just actually stop right there to... Groups, can you pop on for a second?
Pop on Groups.
Did the music just come out cold like that, or did you fade it out?
I faded it out.
Okay, good.
Very abrupt.
You just popped it up out here. We just lost it. Okay, good.
Fine. All right.
Okay, don't get on the air again unless I ask you to, and then don't do it then either. I'm just kidding. Grooves, I love your work. I love your body. I love everything about you. Keep machine gun dropping us.
All right.
That's brilliant. See, that's brilliant.
That is brilliant.
Grooves, you're doing a great job today. A+. Oh, you got nothing there, though.
I got nothing.
Oh, okay.
Was that a drop?
Yeah, it's a drop. Okay, that was great. All right, 11:15, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben and Skin, we are at Courtesy Nissan and Richardson. And folks are getting their grub on.
Word.
Crazy barbecue.
That's good.
That's a little too much, Groove.
Looking good, sir. Looking good.
A lot of barbecue flying around. People look happy. It appears to be a quality barbecue. And you know what? I wouldn't expect anything different from Mike Corey.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Because that's how he gets down. So there's great barbecue out here at Courtesy Nissan. Even if you don't want a car, come out and get your grub on. Courtesy Nissan, Campbell and 75 and Richardson. And Mark Friedman, the assistant program director of
Frito.
The Ticket, producer of the Norm Hitzke Show, is most likely going to buy a car out here today. We were kidding. He didn't even want, he wants a car. We all would love a new car, but he didn't think it was possible.
Okay.
Well, they made it possible.
Right.
So I invite you to come do the same thing.
You come out here bruised, bitten, and squeezed all day.
Free barbecue. And, Skin, right now, what I thought we'd do is get into our Vegas story tonight.
Nice.
at 11:30, Vegas, baby, Vegas. 11:30, we'll get into Mavs. We'll actually have one solid sports segment for our 2 hours here.
That's good. That's a good ratio.
Because P1 is really interested in seeing our sports credibility rise.
I think it's shot through the roof today.
I do, too. And, you know, if you want to jump on with us at any time, feel free, 214-787-1310. We'll talk Mavs at 11:30. Right now, let's talk about our trip to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right now, boxing is in a state in which they need publicity. And so what happens is HBO, there's not a bunch of big names out there and things right now, so they need all the help they can get. So HBO calls the ticket, and they call all the, you know, big radio stations around the country, and they say, hey, if you guys will promote this fight and talk about it, how it's on HBO pay-per-view and so forth, you know, we'd like to send a couple of your guys out there and have them cover the fight with updates and stuff.
They say party on our tab, homie. Just treat us right.
Basically.
Right.
And so somehow we lucked out and got to be the recipients of that trip, which was wonderful.
Everyone at the stations was sick, and so, but we were healthy at the time, so we got to go.
Now, I know absolutely nothing about boxing, and in fact, my first update from the fight, I got one of the two names that I had to remember wrong.
Well, you were thinking of Shante Carver.
Right. I said Carver Jones, so if HBO had to be happy, it would spend that money on us. First of all, when they start to book our flight to get us out there, I decided to try a Jedi mind trick on the lady that's booking the flight, and I'm like, those tickets are first class, right? And just total silence while I'm cracking up on the phone. And she goes, no, maintain silence. Let me see what I can do. Boom, you're in first class. So we're in first class on the way up there.
It was very much, these are not the droids you're looking for.
It's very much.
These are not the droids you're looking for. Oh, great, I'll put you in first class.
So we get to Vegas, and we're staying at the Mandalay Bay where the Jones-Tarver fight took place.
Hey, before we get into that, one thing I learned about our flight there, you can drink for free in first class there.
That's right.
I learned that.
That's right, and you sit on Lazy Boys. It was wonderful. And so we're hammered by the time we get to Vegas. We're taking our assignment very seriously. And anyways, we walk in, and we talk to the person, you know, their version of Greg Elkin, you know, the person that's handling the media.
And that person was talking into a walkie-talkie.
That title is actually Boxing's Greg Elkin.
Yeah, he was wearing that on his shirt.
So anyways, they're like, what can we get for you? Do you want to talk to Don King? We'll get him over here right now. What can we get you? Can you get you an omelet? I'm like, well, what
kind of omelet?
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Basically, when you go, like when we do our Mavs post-game show, to cover the Mavs, they're like, okay, get on top of the AAC, look through this peephole, shut up and like it, and if you want to talk to a player, maybe. We'll fax you their comment.
We can get you the 15th man who's on injured reserve and from Sweden.
Yeah, we can't even, it's almost impossible for us to get on a parking list.
Right.
And we're at the AAC every single Mavs game to cover the Mavs. We get no love. But here we are in Vegas covering a boxing match.
I can't even
get the names right of the two fighters. And here they are rolling out the red carpet saying,
right,
what can we get you? You know, we get up to our room. There's like a $120 bound leather book on boxing.
Yeah, that was
just
very nice.
Beautiful.
And a letter addressed to us personally, hey, enjoy this leather bound book on boxing.
Yeah, I mean, it was incredible that, you know, the way that they just need publicity right now. And so they're willing to bend over backwards for the media. You look courtside at the fight, the first 20, 25 rows were all media.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they kept like the best seats for media. The Mavericks.
I saw Sean Lindrose down there.
The Mavericks, it's like, okay, all right, you know, these guys, these six media people, okay, they can sit here courtside. Sometimes we lucked out, and by the way, Sarah Melton took great care of us, got us down there a few times. Better go ahead and insert that right now.
Insert it?
What? She took care of us on a few occasions.
What?
But most of the media, you know, you have to fend for yourself in other spots. Well, down there, they're like, oh, you read a newspaper once? Well, here, sit courtside. You know, so it's a whole different approach to the media, which I love.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm just kind of sick of getting the short end of the stick covering this other stuff. So I became a boxing aficionado.
Man, I'm telling you, I mean, and just when you thought it was within, they sent a masseuse up. It just
right.
Really. Just,
I didn't get that.
Oh, okay. Maybe I didn't supposed to go on the air with that. But really, they did take great care of us. And I think the thing that just really sold the deal for me was, you know, we're in this big media center on Saturday, and we're doing our daily reports. We're interacting with those Sports Saturday boys. And there's a press conference going on. Now, basically, this press conference is going on to announce the Mayorga-Trinidad fight that's going to be in October.
So you listen to that. You're already a boxing expert.
Yeah, get at me, skin at boxing. And so basically, they have this press conference up there, and it's very official. And
every time you've seen Don King, you've seen him with the two little American flags, and he waves them nonstop. It's like, you know, there's batteries in his arms, and they're constantly waving. When he's talking, they're waving. When he's standing in the back, it's so genius. He never puts them down.
And we got to spend time with him.
We
did. Hang out with him, take some pictures.
He's
but and I don't want to...
No, go ahead.
The thing about those flags is, seeing it firsthand, it's amazing because he could just he could get up there and announce, I'm going to have sex with your wives. Wave the flag, and you're like, what a great American.
Right, that's his deal.
Yeah, you have no idea what he's talking about because you're hypnotized by these two tiny American flags that he's always waving.
And as we know, in this day and time in America, people are not susceptible to patriotism. So really, I mean, it's just not working for him very well. But he's got it going constantly. And so up on this press conference on the stadium, they've got the fighters, and they've got these very official-looking name cards up there in big letters. And then on our far right, there is a very disgruntled-looking black dude, and you can't read what's on his card because it's handwritten in Arabic or something. You can't even make it out. You don't even know what it is. But this dude's sitting there.
He's black.
Everyone else is just typed out. It's
yeah.
A beautiful, immaculate title and everything.
Yeah, and this dude is just stewing, right? He is just not a happy camper. Well, after they talk up the Trinidad fight, suddenly Don King segues into chaos, as he is prone to do, and just starts talking about angry young men. I mean, he's just going on, and everyone's just kind of looking at each other like, is there a point to what's happening right now? And he says, without further ado, Kelvin Concrete Davis. And that dude that was sitting at the end of the table basically pushes himself away from the table. He's so furious that someone has mentioned his name. He walks up to the podium. He looks out at everybody. He just takes about five or six deep breaths. I mean, just angry breaths. He's like, screw it. He whips his shirt off. He's covered in tattoos. He's actually got a tattoo on his face, Tyson style, and then just starts cussing.
Now, when he first starts talking, to me it seemed like a guy that had never been in front of a podium, had never talked to a group of people.
It seemed like a guy that had never been on Earth before.
He was nervous, and he was really emotional, and he was having it. He was like, I just want to... You know, he's breathing hard, and he was nervous, and then he just starts dropping F-bombs.
Just dropping F-bombs.
He goes, I wake up pissed off. You know, and then he just proceeds to say, I just want to beat the F out of somebody every day.
And I mean, that's what it sounded like, except there were no beats.
And Don King himself is going, what on earth is going on here?
But he's waving his flags.
But he's smiling, waving his flags, but you can tell by the way he's acting that he wasn't expecting that and is not really down with it. All, you know, rows and rows of media, they're just shaking their heads laughing, going, what is going on here? This guy has his shirt off, is just yelling F-bombs, I mean, more often than Groove drops right. In drops.
Right, and it's more chaotic than what you imagine a normal, I mean, even for a boxing press conference, this is chaotic for that. I mean, just general, everyone is tense, even Trinidad Mayorga are just kind of tense, like, what is going on here? I guess in between, like, seven F-bombs, he says he's a cruiserweight, we're not exactly sure. But Don King has positioned this guy as this is someone I'm going to take over their career, and everyone's going to know the name of Kelvin Concrete Davis. So after he's done cussing, he goes back to his spot and then just sits there and fumes. Well, these boxing press conferences go on for like 5 days. I mean, they don't stop.
And Skin, by the way, when he was out and about speaking and so forth, this is what it was like. It was like taking a room of school children and putting a wild grizzly bear in the room, the tension that creates.
Right.
And after a few minutes, you're like, oh, this bear is not going to eat any of these kids. I think we're okay. But you're still watching the bear.
Right.
That's the tension that was there. You thought any second he was going to murder somebody.
Well, that almost happened because was it Trinidad that was up there with his trainer? Davis got up in the middle of him talking and started walking around, which was distracting. And so the trainer said, who the hell is that guy? Well, that's the wrong thing to say to Concrete Davis.
Don't ever say that to Concrete
everyone
Davis.
To know who he is.
Yes.
And so he turns, and he just starts dropping all kinds of F-bombs, and he says, I guarantee you your wife knows who I am. Well, that didn't go over well with the trainer.
That doesn't go over well in the boxing community.
No, apparently that's not all fun and games with those folks. So he kind of does like a running leap at Concrete Davis, and all these people jump in the middle of this press conference, a big fight breaks out.
Which is like an infant trying to run at a lion, a wild lion. It
doesn't look like it's going to work out for this guy.
The trainer looked like Mario from the video game Mario Brothers
right.
He was gray. He looked like Joey Buttafuoco with a worse mustache.
Yeah.
And he was like going to try to get, I mean, in boxing, I guess you know, 30 guys are going to stop us from getting at each other.
Right.
But I thought Concrete Davis was going to get free
and we were going to witness a murder.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed very likely. He actually, by his own people, got literally dragged out of
it. I took pictures of it with my phone. I got to show you those.
You call me with those pictures.
I'll fax them to the listeners.
But the amazing thing about it is the whole time chaos is ensuing, John King is smiling and waving those American flags in the background. He's not even paying attention. He's like, anybody looking at my flag right now?
I was thinking, wow, this is crazy. And then I looked up at Don King and I went, hey, what is July 4th?
Exactly. He got you right back in the mood. And I know we're running behind, but to wrap this whole thing up, at the end of the fight, when you walk into the press conference room, Don King was cussing and he was furious because apparently the live broadcast, they brought out some veterans and HBO didn't show them. And he was furious. He was like, I'm never working with HBO again. How dare they disrespect America, while he's waving his little flags, by the way. And that just went on and on. So no matter what happens, if it's a fight or bloodshed or something's getting bruised, bitten, and squeezed, you can count on Don King to be waving his American flags and know that everything is okay, Ben. Everything's going to be fine because we're in America.
Yeah, and I'd just like to make a call out to two special P1s, the Catman and Frito, because I know they're big listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And if boxing comes up again and you need to send a couple of dudes out to cover a fight, we are so there.
Thank you.
Don King loves us.
Apparently Catman hates us.
Huh.
Well, Ben, you know, there's much more we could talk about that, but apparently it's all about clock over content, so we shall move on. And what we will move on to next is, what are the Mavericks going to do this offseason? Ben's got a 10-point plan, and he'll tell you about it in Arabic next.
Dodge Chrysler Jeep Summer Bash at Lloyd Park on Joe Pool Lake in Grand Prairie. Saturday, June 12th from noon till 9. Thanks to our sponsors, you get in free. Live broadcast with all the ticket guys, sand volleyball, babes in bikinis, and cold beer. The ticket time wasters finish off a summer Saturday at the lake, Saturday, June 12th. Brought to you by AT&T Wireless and Sports Radio 1310. The ticket. Key break. Classics.
Well, yeah, you're the one who says you have to dry everything off.
No.
Yeah.
Not there. I like it wet.
Oh, whatever. What? I'm asking. Do you leave that damp? I'm asking you a question, and I want an answer. I want an answer now. All right, that's Towel Talk and the Observation Deck.
Yeah, turning it back on us.
Yeah.
He demanded an answer.
Yeah,
we didn't say
yeah,
it.
Something was required out of us there.
Yeah. Man.
Big win for Junior. That went to double figures. 10 wins.
All right.
Where does that place me on the all-time list?
It places you in fourth place. It breaks the tie with Davey Lane.
Wow.
Whoa.
Big.
That's a big moment.
Great,
yeah.
Miller.
Thank you.
Some greatness there. Way to go, Junior.
Thank you.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you soon find out it was never a deal at all. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket Shock brand from HTH. Socket to bacteria and algae.
People do crazy stuff. They turn up driving a car they've reported stolen. They claim the same repair on the same car two or three times over. Keep a neck brace in the glove box.
Dominic Bianco investigates fraud for the Allstate Insurance Company.
But it's the big times you really develop a hunger for. Clinics that claim millions for phony medical treatment. Auto theft rings that export stolen cars on cargo ships. They're the kind of cases where the paper chase takes years of meticulous work.
Last year, Dominic's unit uncovered an estimated $300 million in insurance fraud.
We sued one clinic for $15 million. Keeping a lid on fraud helps us keep a lid on what you pay for insurance.
Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And wherever good people are keeping an eye on things. Now to transform your career and your life.
Angels and Rangers hoping Juan will be the answer today, and we're not talking Gonzalez. Details next on the ticker.
It's time. Time for outdoor adventures in the Nissan Xterra. Time for the sport utility built for your full-sized adventures, the Nissan Armada. The time for a new Nissan truck or SUV is now. Nissan Truck Time, where you'll find exciting offers on Nissan's complete line of powerful trucks and SUVs, like $1,750 cash back, plus $1,110 package savings for $2,860 total savings on the Xterra V6 with the Xterra World Championship package, and drive the 305 horsepower Armada, ruggedly equipped at $33,950. It's time, Nissan Truck Time. But hurry, offer ends June 1st. Nissan, shift perception. MSRP for Armada SE 4x2 includes 650 destination charge, excludes tax, title, license, and options. Dealer's best actual price.
I dedicate my new fragrance, Freedom, to the young men and women of today. One cent for him, one for her.
I remember when I was a kid. School was out, the whole neighborhood would be out playing hide and seek, and it would be late. I don't think I ever felt so free. It's Friday, 5 o'clock. Turn off the computer, the pager, and the cell phone. I'm free.
Freedom was dumping my pathetic boyfriend.
Freedom for me, falling in love.
Saturday night, Times Square, there's like people from 100 different countries hanging out, partying. That's freedom.
Freedom to beach, man.
Finally getting the kids to bed.
Hitting the road on my bike.
Freedom's my state of mind.
Tommy Hilfiger Freedom. For her, for him. A new sounding fragrance.
For more information, call 214-871-2222. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Ticker is service on BMW of North Allis and Dart Transportation. Juan Dominguez is hoping to be the one to end the Rangers' mini slump. Dominguez has been called up from AAA Oklahoma to start his place at the injured Channel Park. First pitch in Toronto is signed on this afternoon at 3:05. The Minnesota Timberwolves worked hard all season long to earn home court advantage, and they gave it away in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals to L.A. Tonight, L.A. can earn a spot in the NBA Finals with a win, and for Karl Malone, the dream of a championship remains alive. However, he knows there is more than basketball going on right now in Lakerland, and he has his little buddy Kobe Bryant in mind.
If I have the opportunity to win the whole thing, or this kid have a better situation, I would get in a better situation, because I know what kind of person he is.
Former champion Serena Williams and Jennifer Capriati and 2002 runner-up Venus Williams were among Saturday's third-round winners at the French Open. The second-seeded Serena handled business today 6-0-6-4 as the American won the first eight games, including the first five, in 16 minutes. And in the Big 12 tournament, Missouri leading Baylor 6-4 in the fifth. We'll hear from the ticket Sean Lenrose coming up at 11:50. Our next ticker at 11:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Tommy Daniels reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the Ticket Weekend on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Introduce your out-of-town family and friends to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, this Memorial Day weekend. It's the right thing to do.
11:35 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Kevin Scott is very upset as he prepares for Ticket Sports Saturday because he hates Give It To Me, Lance. But I love it. Pump it up. Pump it up, Drew.
I'm so dancing so hard right now.
Me too. Work it. Do it.
Look at how easily my leg goes behind my head.
It's 11:36 on The Ticket. Ben and Skins up again for the rant today. We are out at Courtesy Nissan off Campbell and 75 in Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
We invite you to join us. There's free barbecue out here. It's going to be going on till 2, I believe.
Yeah, I've had it, and it's incredible.
Wow, the barbecue is awesome. It's a barbecue man. Arthur Smith is out here providing the barbecue. And if you ever want to hire this guy, this is the guy to call to bring out barbecue. Arthur Smith, the barbecue man.
Thank you, Arthur.
By the way, Skin, Ralph Eakes just bought his 18th car from Courtesy Nissan. Not today.
Oh.
Over time.
Oh, okay.
18 cars have been purchased by Ralph Eakes.
I was going to see if he wanted to start an entertainment company, but now I see it's right. More of a long-range thing.
Right.
Okay.
It is. And
hey, big up to Ralph.
Yes, definitely. Now, by the way, the Hardline is going to be at the Village Country Club on Monday from 3 to 7 now.
We used to kick it over there.
Love the Village Country Club off Southwestern, over by that McDonald's off Southwestern.
That's where you got the clap, right?
Ringle. No, that was in the Village Apartments. That was
okay, right,
yeah.
Right.
But the Village Country Club has the greatest softball field in the history of the planet there. It's just a little rinky-dink little field. There's two of them, but the one with the fence, it's beautiful. You know, they're not all anal about if you don't have all your guys show up, you can just pick a guy in jeans and just come out and play with you. He's not even on the roster.
Now,
drink beer while you're on the field.
Now, when you say anal, you mean yearly? Is that what
no.
you meant?
No, not so much. But the Hardline will be at the Village Country Club on Monday from 3 to 7. They're giving away Glidden Color and Home CD-ROMs.
Badass.
Ticket Chicks are there. It's a Memorial Day party to kick off the summer. Live entertainment. So come out for fun and games with the Hardline from 3 to 7 at the Village Country Club off Greenville and Southwestern.
You know that softball field? This is for the old video game heads. That softball field was the one that they modeled Dusty Diamond. Did you know that?
It's the greatest video game in the history of mankind. We'll save that debate for another show. But that's on the original Nintendo game system.
I love you, honey. Oh, thanks, Norm.
Now for some basketball talk, here's Skin.
Hey, thanks, Ben. You know, it's the finals in the Eastern and Western Conference are being wrapped up. Then they will have, it's weird the way it works. When they do that and that's done, then they have the finals.
Right.
And then when that's done, it gets really interesting for Mavericks fans because that's when things will really start. The first thing that will happen will be the expansion draft for the new team, the Charlotte Bobcats. And then they will have the NBA draft a week later, and Vlade will be happy with that. And then July 1st, the free agent period starts. And there is much, much anticipation, Ben, much anticipation from Maverick fans as to what they will do to improve their team. Now, what's being discussed is Antoine Walker. And why they're discussing him is because he's got the big contract that expires. So it's thought that you can move him, and that'll be the key. Now, the first decision the Mavs have to make is who they're going to leave unprotected in the expansion draft. Now, I recently learned from reading an article by the great Art Garcia that if they put someone on the expansion draft and that person is taken by the Bobcats, then that opens up a salary assignment. In other words, they can then take on that much money in contract in a trade. So it'd be good for them to put Antoine Walker and hope he gets picked, or I know they won't, or Mike Finley and hope that he gets picked, although we know that they won't. And then, once that shakes down, then we're going to enter free agent season. Was that T-Bar that sneezed?
I don't know what happened.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I don't know if we can go on the air with that.
T-Bar is getting slap happy with Megan, the Hardline mascot.
We will see that in a future Radio Pork story after the shakedown from what will happen after that. But back to it, Ben. There's
Drew's having a great day.
Yeah, he's on. You're
he's
on, buddy.
It, Drew.
So anyways, so then we're going to have the draft again, the expansion draft and the draft, and then the free agents. Now, the thing about it is the Mavs don't have their exception probably because they're going to have to use it on Marquise Daniels. What's your thoughts on this? You're for this, right? You're against this?
In terms of bringing Marquise back?
Yeah. At what cost? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the thing about Marquise is we don't really know how valuable he is to another team because We've seen him do well with the Mavericks where for a month,
right.
Every other option on the floor with him is a $13 million maxed out player.
Right.
So yeah, he's going to get assists. Yeah, he's going to play well. Yeah, he's not going to draw a lot of double teams, although he drew a few. So it's hard to really know if he just fit in well to this system.
Mm-hmm.
Or does somebody think what he showcased is good enough to build a team around?
And then what's also disappointing about that is that if they use their exception on a guard that's already on their roster, then, of course, that means they're not addressing their obvious needs, which is interior help.
Right.
Some of the names that you see him thrown around, like, for example, Okur, let me guarantee you there's no way that dude's coming here unless we trade for him because he's obvious. I mean, he's going to get offered at least over the exception, at least in the $6 million range on the low end. People are saying, well, he didn't even start for Detroit. Well, that's because they have Rasheed Wallace and Ben Wallace. Okur is still only 24, or if he's 25, he just turned 25. And he's a highly coveted guy, and there's a lot of teams that are going to have cap room and can just offer him
money. I agree with you, but at the same time, I was shocked that they didn't utilize him. They barely played him.
Yeah, and what it is part of it is Larry Brown, he doesn't like the way he plays defense, and he doesn't like the way he plays offense. And since those are like the only two facets of the game, it's working against him. But
he can't play defense?
Well, no, he can, but he's not good. He gets out of position a lot, basically. Now, he's a big guy, and it's not easy to just move him off the block. And he moves well, but he gets himself out of position, and we've seen that with Rafe LaFrance. When you're out of position on defense, you draw fouls. And that's what's been the problem with him. But I don't know. I know I'm probably the only guy in the state of Texas that's been watching the Detroit-Indiana series because I actually like the Pistons. And you saw in Game 3, he came in and scored 9 quick points and changed the flow of that game. I mean, he's got tremendous upside. He can shoot. He can pass. He's got a lot of game that we're not seeing.
They're still playing basketball now.
Yeah, I didn't know. And what's going to happen is they're going to do the finals after this.
It was funny the other night. We were talking on the phone, and you said, I'm watching the game.
I cherish that moment.
I was like, me too. You said, and I said, which game? And you said you were watching the NBA playoffs or whatever, and I was watching the Rangers game. I wasn't even aware there was an NBA game.
Okay, so baseball started. I didn't know baseball started.
Yes.
Okay,
baseball
good.
Started. A-Rod's not on the Rangers anymore.
Get out of here. Coming up next.
Here?
Okay. I'm sorry, Gregor. Are you done?
It's the interruption.
That's fine, Gregor. Don't even worry about it.
NASCAR.
The whole point is, no, we're staying on basketball here. So the whole point is that the free agents that are out there, more than likely, the Mavericks can't even get to them because they're going to have to use their exception on Marquise. Now, trades, however, are a big possibility. One of the things that you and I had a discussion about the other day was Tracy McGrady. And a few weeks ago, Kalashaw threw out a trade proposal with McGrady. And they've got a situation where they got Grant Hill making max money. And so the idea is, well, if a team will take Grant Hill, then maybe you could either A, also get McGrady out of him, or B, get that number one pick, which we've had the lottery, and now we know that Orlando has the number one pick. One of the things that's interesting to me, sure, I'd love to get Tracy McGrady. Who wouldn't want Tracy McGrady? But I don't know how feasible it really is for the Mavs to pull that off, especially getting the number one pick. Because if you're Orlando, you don't have a point guard, you don't have a guy that can defend and rebound. So at least you can address that with Okafor. It's so hard to get those kinds of guys. Look at what Ben Wallace has done for the Pistons. But one thing that does interest me quite a bit, Ben, is Chicago has the third pick in the draft. And they're a team that's trying to get rid of a bunch of hefty contracts. And they do have Antoine Walker. Antoine Walker is a guy from the last year of his contract. He's from Chicago. He can put up numbers in the East. Would you be willing to take on, let's say, someone who's totally washed up, like Antonio Davis, who's making giant money and sucks and has like 3 years left, to get that number three pick?
Yeah, I would.
I think that's pretty damn interesting.
I definitely would, because who cares how bad Antonio Davis sucks? Is he better than Nahara on a bad knee?
Yeah, probably.
I mean,
he's six fouls.
He's at least a veteran. He's at least not going to let somebody just have their way with the basket. He's not going to let people have a layup line to the basket. He'll play physical. I'd do that because the Mavericks they're going to be good for a while. They're not going to be in a situation where they could get a Dwight Howard or just one of the big crazy overseas seven-footers that's going to be there. I mean, you'll get a player that's probably a little bit of a project,
right?
But a good project to have. I mean, they got to go big. They got to do whatever they can to go big. And I don't care if they got to take on more money. I mean, it's Cuban's money. He doesn't mind spending it. They're way over the cap.
go crazy.
Yeah, and that's a situation to watch. I mean, I definitely think the Mavs are going to be, you know, very active in the offseason and trying to, I think not only, they're, you know, move Walker for chemistry reasons, but I do think they're going to try and acquire a top pick if they can. Because every team that are, all the teams that are at the top, what you hear people say is they want to move out of there. And the reason they want to move out of there is because a lot of those teams have burned picks on high school guys that still haven't come to fruition. So they want to get a guy that can have an immediate impact. And a lot of the guys that can have an immediate impact, you can get later in the first round and those types of things. Or trade it for a seasoned veteran. Because these teams like the Bulls with Chandler and Curry and these young guys, they need veterans in the worst way. You know, they're not going to draft another high school guy because that's failed them. Same with the Wizards, who are at the number five spot. They burned a number one pick in the draft on Kwame Brown. They've had him for 3 years. They still don't know if the guy can play or not. So those teams that are at the top have been at the top for a while, and they're reluctant. So you're going to see a lot of trade activity, and I feel really confident that the Mavericks are going to be right in the middle of all of it, and it's going to get really exciting. I believe the expansion draft is June 22nd. After that happens, things are really going to start to fall into place with the college draft being a week later and then free agency right after that. So if you're a Mavericks fan and you want to see big changes, hold on about three more weeks, and it's going to start to get really exciting.
You know what I think is going to fall into place? Babu's career. I really think Babu is about to take off, and he's really doing a lot of the right things.
Right.
I expect him to blow up.
Now, how do you anticipate that happening?
It's 11:47 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket, Ben and Skin subbing in for the rant. We're out at Courtesy Nissan in Richardson off of Campbell and 75. There's free barbecue till 2 o'clock, and from what we understand, it's very, very good barbecue.
Oh, I can confirm. I had it at the last break.
Frito is trying to buy a car.
Frito.
Mike Corey, the general manager up here, is a class act. He's going to make it happen for Frito. He can make it happen for you. So come join us out at Courtesy Nissan. We've just got a few more minutes to go. Coming up, we're going to find out what Ticket Sports Saturday has on tap next.
At Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, there's no lard on our sports heart. We're serving up tasty ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50. Now delivered in new carb-friendly wraps every hour. With minimal impact on your blood sugar, The Ticket is high in protein and heavy in unsaturated breaking sports news and hot sports opinions. Remember, you'll get 100% of your recommended daily.
You're listening to The Ticket Speedway Classic.
Thank you, thank you. Craig Jr. Miller for this ridiculous comment that probably never should have been aired. And evidently this is the new song he's working on.
All right, what's going on besides the Arctic Blast?
Well, our lead story is that Descending Hunan has a new song. Care to sing it for everyone, Craig?
I forgot what it was now. I forgot how it went.
Who are you talking to?
Your part was,
who are you talking to?
And then my backup singers sing,
Diarrhea Pants.
I'm working on new songs for the upcoming CD. Give me a break.
He's gone nuts.
He has. He's gone crazy.
No, I haven't.
Living alone.
The
being
job,
the job and the lack of love has driven him crazy.
Yep.
He has no one in his life who loves him or that he loves.
I have plenty of job and love in my life.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you're hit by a salesperson promoting whatever they have in stock, then the sales manager, then the finance department, and along the way, everyone wants a piece of the deal that really wasn't such a great deal to begin with. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine.
Super Socket and Socket Shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket Shock brands from HTH. Socket to bacteria and algae.
To zip along the track in cars shaped like SeaWorld's famous killer whale.
Cars and trucks. Don't buy Saturday. Shop Sunday and Monday at Doug Stanley Ford. Open 9 a.m. till 10 p.m. with the great deals and the great service you want. Doug Stanley Ford on 35, 2 miles south of 20 in DeSoto. Give us a call at 1-866-YOUR-FORD or check us out on the web at DougStanleyFord.com.
Dallas Fort Worth's Ticket.
The Rangers look to end their three-game losing streak this afternoon in Toronto. The Rangers find themselves 2.5 games behind Anaheim in the AL West. Texas has lost 3 straight, but Anaheim has lost 4 in a row. Texas is in the semifinals of the Big 12 tournament. They will play Oklahoma State coming up today at 1 o'clock at American West Field. Going on right now, Baylor is playing Missouri, and the Ticket's Sean Lenrose is standing by with an update.
Yeah, Tommy, after a quiet fifth inning, Missouri is now threatening again to score and add to their lead. They are now leading 6-4 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. If Missouri wins today, they'll play in the championship game tomorrow afternoon. But for right now, 6-4, bottom of the sixth.
All right, Sean, thank you very much. Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals is tonight in Calgary. The Flames and Lightning are tied at the game apiece. This is the first time a Canadian team has been to the finals since Vancouver lost to the Rangers 10 years ago. Our next ticker at 12:10 with Ty Walker during Ticket Sports Saturday. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Tommy Daniels reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Ticket weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, where we think loading the dishwasher means getting your wife drunk.
11:53 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben and Skin wrapping things up as we filled in for the rant today. We're out at Courtesy Nissan, and just because we're wrapping up our show, not mean you should not come out here and spend some time yourself, because after all, there's going to be free barbecue. Let me make that clear, a free barbecue opportunity for you, all you can eat.
There's evidence of that on my face right now.
Noon, ooh, that Marquette.
Oh, wow.
Noon,
kill me now.
Noon to 2. Out here, Courtesy Nissan at Campbell and 75 in Richardson. Mike Corey's the GM, and he's the real deal.
I love you, Mike.
He'll take great care of you. They got great deals out here. So, right now, we're joined by Stan, who is just a guy who happened to be out here. And Skin, I don't know if you've
nice
had a
looking.
Chance to meet Stan.
Hey, Stan.
How
hi.
You doing, man?
I love you.
What do you think? What do you think about the show so far?
Yeah, that's great.
What do you think about the remote out here?
It's great.
Did you come out here to buy a car?
No, just look at the Z's.
Nice. You're looking for a disease?
No. Nissan Z.
Oh, the Nissan Z's.
How do you anticipate the next 5 minutes unfolding for us? You can send me an email about it. We don't have to get
are
it
you
to
a,
it.
Uneventful.
Are you
that's a good assessment.
Are you a ticket listener?
Yeah, I'm a P007.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Now, you were mentioning TV Tim. He was talking about us last night?
Yes.
What was he saying?
I can't air it.
Really?
Oh, wow.
He aired it, but you can't re-air it. I like your commitment to our station.
Well, he knows that there's different standards at different time of the day.
Right.
TV Tim comes on at 4. What time does TV Tim come on?
I believe 10.
10, right. 10, 4. Well, if it's 10 somewhere, it's 4 somewhere else. I'm not wrong.
Now, Dan, Skin,
yeah.
Do you guys realize that coming up after our presentation is the great Ticket Sports Saturday?
I've got a calendar here in my pocket. I was just looking at that.
Good. Kevin Scott, Rich Phillips, and Groobs, do we have Ticket Sports Saturday with us? Oh, very nice.
Are they laying out?
Oh, really?
Stan, are you angry that they're laying out? I mean, because they talk to us. They've never laid out on us, but now that you're on the air, they're laying out. Are you mad at Ticket Sports Saturday?
I don't like the layout.
It's uncomfortable radio, isn't it?
It's uneventful.
What do you do for a living?
I'm semi-retired. I'm looking for a gig.
Very nice. Well worded. So you're semi-retired, meaning
you kind of decided that it may be time to hang it up, but now you're just looking for something that would be of interest to you, not necessarily you'd be monetarily dependent on, right?
No, it should be lucrative.
Oh, okay.
Okay, very nice.
What do you think of sex as an industry? Was that something that intrigued you?
It's definitely number one.
So you might want to look in Vegas.
Sex?
You might want to look in Vegas. There's a lot of... Courtesy Nissan, and we're taking a hard left turn.
I did not expect that from Stan. Stan is so mild-mannered. I'm actually going to have you followed. I'm starting to wonder.
Apparently Stan's filter is broken. We're all very, very disappointed.
Please don't check my hard drive.
Was that like a euphemism, or was that...
Just kill his mic. Stan, I like your style, but now I'm not going to shake your hand when you leave.
Thank you.
Not that I'm worried about it. I just worry that your hand's not clean. It's a bit skin after she needs something. No, great. The general manager, Mike Corey, just walked by and said, we're done. You guys are out of here.
No, don't pull that plug, sir, please. Please leave that plug in.
I brought down the
man, I've
you
had
did.
A,
I've, nice heat.
I love your work, Stan. I've had a great time out here today. Stan, of course, used to work here, and it's good to be back. And now that this dealership's in the hands of Mike Corey, I have a feeling that they've got the new redesign. It's wonderful. They're making deals. They're cutting Frito a deal. Salesman up here. All seem pretty cool.
A lot of hot chicks up here. A
lot of hot chicks and free barbecue. So we invite everybody out there to come on up to Courtesy Nissan in Richardson for good time, car time.
Well, Ben, I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed working with you. This is the first time that I've worked with you before, but this is the first time I've really, like, worked with you.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, it's paying dividends. I really see a future for what we can do here in the future.
Do you feel like Stan will be a component of the show in the future?
I don't see how he couldn't. How could you argue that he couldn't?
He's looking for work. He's a free agent.
Stan, what kind of pay scale will you take?
Somewhat less than the minimum wage.
Well, that's not too... I think Stan didn't understand what lucrative meant. I think you misused the term earlier, but that's fine. We can educate you on all that.
All the barbecue I could eat.
See, you know what? Our show needs a shock jock, and you apparently have the cojones to be that.
Skin, there's a lot of people I'd like to thank for everything, you know, being out here today. It's of course, Mike Corey, the general manager out here. Thanks for having us out here to Courtesy Nissan.
Cool G Rap.
Cool G Rap was played a big part of brokering this deal.
Mm-hmm.
Megan, the Hardline mascot, was here.
Hi, Megan.
T-Bar is here. Priya was here as well.
Groobs.
Surfer Kevin taking care of us out here. When I heard Surfer Kevin
Groobs.
Was working this, I just knew everything was going to be rock solid.
Yeah, he's the Owen Wilson of the ticket. He's got a lot of game.
Eric and Jamie were out here from promotion. So Frito was here. This has just been a wonderful stand.
We did the show with Norm. Norm was on basically all day with us, every 5 seconds.
I can't
Norm.
Think of anybody else who was a part of the presentation.
Groobs.
I don't know.
Am I forgetting anyone?
I can't remember.
Groobs.
Was anybody back at the
T-Bar?
Was anybody back at the station?
TV T-Bar?
TV 10? TV 10?
T-Bar. TV T-Bar.
TV T-Bar.
Roy?
Tim. Roy, I don't remember Roy. I don't remember, man. Did you take Mike Corey, general manager of Courtesy Nissan?
Yeah, I thanked him several times. Kevin.
Dan Bennett, was he here?
No. All right, I guess...
What's going on, guys?
Gotten around.
Hello, Kevin Scott.
Stop the music.
So anyway, I just wanted to tell you guys that you've done a real good job today. And, you know, we've been listening back here. Sorry we came on late. So do you guys think you had a good show? Was it fun?
Yeah.
Top five show.
How many of you guys in? Six?
Yeah. Six or seven shows. This is definitely top five.
This is The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket is KTDK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman-Denison, and KTDK Sanger. You're listening to Ticket Sports Saturday with all the scores and stories every 20 minutes on our ticket ticker at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Big name guests and up to the second information on the biggest sports events of the day. Plus our patented hot sports opinions from all the ticket hosts. Live from Dallas-Fort Worth, the best and the most coverage of our teams in our town. Ticket Sports Saturday, exclusively on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Ticket Sports Saturday.
12 o'clock, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon, I'm Rich Phillips.
Good afternoon, I'm Kevin Scott.
And we are here until 6 o'clock today for Ticket Sports Saturday. So we have plenty of time to get everything in this afternoon, and including Big 12 baseball and Rangers baseball. We'll have updates from both of those. As a matter of fact, Sean Limrow is right now out at the Big 12 baseball tournament. We've got Missouri and Baylor going on in a game that, well, let's see here. Missouri has won all the way so far, correct? Baylor's, I got to look back here in my bracket here, because they might have to play again at 5 o'clock tonight in a second game.
Missouri won their first game, 9-5 over Oakley Homer. They thumped Baylor.
Yeah, they beat Baylor with 4. So if Baylor wins today in this game, they will play again at 5 o'clock this afternoon. But if Baylor loses, they are eliminated. Missouri with a 7-4 lead right now, by the way, in the top of the seventh. Again, we'll check in with Sean Lindros from out there. And Tommy Daniels on his way out there for the second game of the day, Oklahoma State and Texas, coming up at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Oklahoma State has not lost yet, but Texas has. So Texas has to win to keep it alive and possibly force a game later on tonight. We'll also have updates this afternoon from Toronto. The Rangers playing game 2 of their series against the Blue Jays, with the intriguing matchup, at least as far as the starter from the Rangers side, with Juan Dominguez getting his first start of the season.
Mm.
You're a big fan of Juan Dominguez.
Very big fan of Juan Dominguez.
Brief, and I not fair to call it failed, appearance in the majors last year, but he obviously didn't have good numbers when he came up last year.
I don't think it was failed. There's a lot of guys that come up for a little bit of time, do decent, and then they just kind of falter because everybody catches up with them. He would have 3 fantastic innings, and then the second time through the order, everybody would catch up to him.
Because all he had was fastball changeup last year. He's working on the breaking ball this year, and something's working right in the minors. He's won 15 of his last 16 decisions in the minors.
That's, you know, that's the big decision for the Rangers. They're going to have to come to a decision, and it's going to take a long time. You've seen how long Joaquin Benoit has been up here, and he's been tooling around and hadn't really established himself yet, so Juan Dominguez is going to get a good, strong look from the Rangers to just exactly what he has. See if he's worked on the slider enough, worked on the curve enough, and it may be a slurve. I've read in a couple of places, I think Newberg Minor League Report.